The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most poppies in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
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 Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Flick.
Have you
in my bag, boss.
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You see my baseball?
Yeah, I see the ball. You see that girl over there? The girl. She has it. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night. So I think you'll be here Sunday, right, the 19th, I guess, right? The 20th. I guess I could see you the day guys then, on the 20th. If I have to leave again on Monday. Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow. But I'll be home today. Bye-bye now.
Click.
Don't be on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Since how the show gone crazy.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You guys, she took the most amazing fruit this morning.
Who, Lisa?
It was just so perfectly formed, so healthy and compact. Like a regular adult poop, and you're so happy.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome. Welcome.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And while Mike O'Vara was late, slash he didn't make the meeting today, so that made me like, these guys were on time.
I hate them. Yeah, they're always fun. I'd rather be me.
True story. Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Someone call for a doctor?
And isn't that the name of your autobiography?
I'd rather be me.
By Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Meeting, and all the ships at sea, excited to be part of the new world order of CBS. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show a new episode on this Tuesday, March 11, nerd. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada.
Yes!
800-636-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, welcome.
Okay, we're here. Okay.
Welcome.
The show is a high.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, we're here on the air.
Welcome.
Hi.
Okay. Welcome.
Hi there. Before we talk about the staff meeting, let's dive into some calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike are gay.
Don and Mike are gay.
Buzz, not gay.
That song.
It's catchy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It is John from Fredericksburg, long-time listener.
Hi, John.
Well, I'm not too happy about the new time slot because I try to catch as much as I can, but that opening song is
what
best
new,
piece of music.
Hold on. What new time slot are you not happy about?
Well, it's an old time slot now, but the 3 o'clock time slot, I used to listen to you a lot on 11 o'clock, but I can't catch
you. You were a midday person. Right. Well, the vast majority of people are 3 o'clock people.
We've been on 3 o'clock now, I think, for September, October, November.
2 years.
November, January, February, March. It's 7 months since we switched back to afternoons.
Not that long.
Yeah. It's been a while, but it seems like a short time. But I'm just wanted to point out that song that you played in the opening song is the best piece of music I heard in a long time.
I like it.
Now, who doesn't like it?
That's a midday piece of music right there.
Thank you, my friend. Uh-oh. Hey, Chris, in Seattle.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, Chris.
This every day now?
No, sorry.
I hope not. You know, at least, Chris, if you're going to call every day, don't call at the same time every day.
So I go to sleep at 1.
Because you got to sleep for your job at Walmart?
Yeah, because I stock shelves at night.
What time do you get home from work, Chris?
7 in the morning.
7 in the morning, and then you, like, screw around until 1 o'clock?
Well, yeah, I try to go fishing, but everything's closed right now because they closed it early.
All right, Chris in Seattle, what's up? What can we do for you?
The antenna that you got me?
Yeah.
It ruined my TV.
What do you mean it ruined your TV?
Something sparked on the back of my TV, now I have to go get it fixed.
Wait a minute.
So, like, you plugged it in, you turned your TV on. What are you eating?
I'm eating... Come on now.
It's not that hard. It's in your mouth.
It's American Cheddar Cheese Crunch from Walmart.
You know what? I don't have it in me right now. I've just been through a ridiculous staff meeting. Let me put you on with someone who really cares.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah?
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, what's up, man? Chris?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I had a frustrating day yesterday.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
What?
Tom, why don't you see Tom Gavin say hello officially to Chris from Seattle.
Hi, Chris from Seattle. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Tom, why don't you see what's wrong with Chris's television?
Hey, Chris, what's wrong with your television?
Well, do you want to know what? Listen to this. When I went to plug it in yesterday.
Yeah?
I plug it into my surge protector because if you don't have a surge protector, things can fire on you. And so I plug it into my surge protector, but... Then I have two lamps and a radio.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Is this boring you?
He doesn't know that word.
No, Tom. Tom, do you find what Chris is saying to be boring?
Yeah, it's boring.
Well, you should tell him that then.
It's boring, Chris. Why don't you go get another TV set?
What?
Why don't you go get another TV set?
Because it's like $250, but I can get it fixed for $40, and now that everything got blew up, I have to go to Radio Shack and get a new one with new coax.
Tom?
Yeah?
Say so.
So? So? So?
So what?
So what?
So me up.
So me up.
All right.
So,
Tom?
Yeah?
I want you to try to tell Chris to go away in the same nice, polite way that Mike and I sometimes tell you to go away.
Chris, why don't you go away?
That's pretty close.
Why don't you?
I'm on the show all the time.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Tom, I think you're going to have to be meaner.
God, you better be!
What, Tom?
Tom, you're not good at being mean.
Hello, Tom, you're on the air. Hello?
I am mean.
I couldn't hear that. Hello, come again.
Good enough, Tom.
What bandwidth are you on, Tom?
All right, you know what? I'm going to declare this match a draw.
It's a draw. Tom's feeling peaceful today.
And say goodbye to both Chris and to Tom. Talk to both of you guys on a later episode.
Not now, Don. I got something to tell you all.
What is that, Tom?
This Saturday night.
Yes.
DC Armory. From Great Falls, Virginia.
Tom, nobody heard what you said. What?
Chris, let him do it.
What are you talking about, Tom?
Jimmy Lang, be boxing at the DC Armory Saturday night.
Okay, all right. They got
you're a mess.
Look who's talking. Who's talking? This is Mess 1 talking to Mess 2.
I might go back on days.
Good for you. Wonderful.
Good. All right. Listen, Chris, Tom, gotta go.
All right. See thanks for the antenna anyway, though.
All right. Goodbye. Bye, boys. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Hey.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Chris.
Jesus
Christ. That's an ice cream headache right there.
Oh, my God.
That's a Slurpee headache.
That's nasty.
So,
I'd still rather sit through 40 minutes of that than the meeting.
Now, we had the meeting today. This is the meeting where they announced that Alan still temporarily has the job as our boss.
That was the announcement?
Alan didn't get to speak at the meeting.
Wow.
Michael Hughes, who we've had on the air before, who is the new vice president of Muckety Muck at Infinity Broadcasting, he conducted the meeting. And the people here at radio station WJFK were very nervous,
sure.
Those of us, Mike, who were there. Mike was not late.
I'm really, really sorry.
Mike was not late for the meeting.
I'm really sorry. I completely forgot.
Mike walked in. Well, no, it worked out great because Mike walked in as the meeting was letting out. The meeting was at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting lasted 40, 40 agonizingly long, painful minutes. And as the conference room doors opened...
I opened the door to the conference room as everyone was applauding at the end of the meeting.
Mike, simply, he wasn't late. He just had other priorities.
I did. I did, and was there a bet? Was there a bet about that other priority?
No, it was just...
Is there any kind of pool about that other priority?
There wasn't. It was just a note that I wrote to myself, Mike getting Rob the birthday present for Rob's birthday, which is 4 days ago.
Which was Friday, but you wrote it yesterday, so you were thinking that I would forget today. Right.
You remembered Rob's birthday late, but you forgot the meeting.
And I think I might have... I'm not making any excuses, but I think, you know, I'm analyzing my brain.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that I probably forgot the meeting because I was thinking so hard...
About Rob.
About going to the mall and getting Rob a gift from the mall.
Oh, Mike, did you miss a meeting?
I hear it was... you know, I don't think I've ever been more... delighted that I missed a meeting. Everybody said this to a man. Everybody said, you didn't miss anything.
Listen, so it's a speech where they announce that they've made a bunch of changes. You know, management changes.
Changes!
And ridiculous when they're introducing these people who we've never met before and we'll never see again. Like some salesperson from Atlanta or some salesperson from New York. Just like this polite applause. And people are applauding everything that's going on. And, you know, now the way that Infinity is run now, there's like 8,000 guys that are vice presidents of something.
Right. I'd like to applaud Rhea's boots.
So at one point... I'm standing behind this guy named Sam.
You love people named Sam.
And this guy, Sam, celebrity he most resembles, Biff from Back to the Future.
Right.
He is the he's the general manager at WHFS, and he's got something to do with sales at this radio station. So as he's making, Michael Hughes introduces him, and all the mooks in the room applaud.
Now, have you met this guy before with your many meetings that you go to?
Yeah, I met him. He's like all the rest. So as he's giving his spiel about what his vision is, I look across the room. Now, I'm standing behind him, okay?
It was dangerous, John.
I have a paranoid question for you, incidentally.
What's that?
You know how I came in late, and then I went down the hallway kind of laughing, and everybody mocking me and laughing, and I was kind of covering my ass for being late? Then I came walking down, and you're meeting with Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
When you stopped talking, you really stopped talking, like more than you ever stopped talking. And then we went down the hall. He said, well, okay. All right, thanks a lot. And you walked down. And then we walk into the office, and Rob opens his present. And then you just kind of like slipped out. And then you went down to Michael Hughes' office again. It's like, did that have anything to do with me?
No. It had nothing to do with you.
It was obviously some secret that you actually had to finish your train of thought, but you couldn't do it with me there.
It had nothing to do with you.
Mike. Just a little paranoid, you know, when I see. All of a sudden, you know, I'm walking down.
Of all the people you're going to be paranoid about, you can be paranoid about me?
Not really.
No.
No, but it was just interesting. Were you in the middle of something like heavy duty?
Yeah.
Really?
He was giving me, well, I'll tell you during the commercial.
Okay.
He was giving me.
You understand though, that's what happened when I came and I saw you walking out of there.
All right, you didn't let me finish. He was giving me the best oral I've ever received. No, he was giving me some documents that he wanted me to look over.
I wouldn't apologize to anybody else, but that guy, just because of the way he's been to us, the way he's treated us, I went into the office and I sincerely apologized to him.
You'll be glad to know that
I meant no disrespect.
I lowballed it. I only brought it up three times in the meeting.
You know, and I heard that was your thing. Yeah. Okay, grin, Madonna.
Is Mike here yet? And at one point when they were applauding for all these people who have been named vice president, I said, how about a hand for Mike who's still not here? And everybody applauded. So I'm standing behind
Sam.
This doofus Sam, who's giving basically his version of the same speech that Hughes has already given.
And they're trying to out-sincere each other. I mean, they really always... Because I'm all about this, and we love this, and this is great.
You know, and it's just bull-ass. And I'm standing behind the guy, and I'm looking at Rob, and as this guy's talking, I'm making eye contact with Rob, who's at the other side of the room, and I'm just doing the thing with my mouth going,
like Chevy Chase.
It was a challenge. I saw it as a comedic challenge.
So I just look at Rob, and I go, now, Rob looks back at me and starts going, now, at this point, I lose because I laugh out loud.
What really got you, I did okay with the mocking him, but when I made serious eyes and contemplative nodding, That's when he lost it. Like, I really cared what this guy was saying.
So in the middle of this guy's impassioned speech, I laugh. And then I go, excuse me, I'm sorry, I must have something in my throat.
Did you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I laughed out loud.
Right.
I laughed out loud because, you know, Goofy over there.
Someone called for a doctor?
You know, he's making eyes at me and I'm making eyes at him, and the meeting was just goddamn ridiculous.
Did you address the meeting at all?
I did
outside of the mock cheers for me.
I did occasionally, I think he was giving me, Michael Hughes, giving me opportunities where I thought he wanted me to speak, but I didn't feel right doing that, so I didn't. I will tell you, Mike, that the fact that you were not there was not and will never be the biggest boner pulled at this meeting.
Really?
They're having a meeting of the 60 people that work at this radio station, and it's like a clear-the-air meeting where you got the new boy, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they announce that Allen's not fired. Allen's still going to be the acting general manager. Mm-hmm. That we got this guy Hughes, and we got these other people, and we got Sam, and we got Julie. And in the middle of this, while Hughes is going through his spiel about, you know, all of this BS with Synergy and, you know, the product that we have, Tim McWilliams' cell phone goes off. Now, the cell phone goes off, and it's one of these new ones. It doesn't just ring. You hear, brrr, you have an incoming call. Loudly like that.
Who's just walked by the window?
That's Michael Hughes. He doesn't want to be a part of this. So, and I mean, loud.
Wow.
This baby is loud where it goes, you have an incoming call. And at first, everybody laughs. And mm-hmm. Tim, who, of course, has got the toothpick sticking out the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, being the tough guy.
He says, ah, that must be some money coming in. So he presses the button and puts it back in his pocket. They're continuing on with the speeches, and now TJ is speaking, as he'll be known from now on the show. Tiny J. Jay Stevens, who's the program director of the hip-hop station, and for whatever reason, they think he knows something about radio.
Right.
So, like, he's a Dre, another one of these guys with the Napoleon thing happening.
Oh.
A little guy who couldn't make it behind the microphone. So he's a program director, and he knew.
Oh, this had to be a good meeting.
As he was at one corner of the room, and I purposely was in the back by the general. I was standing back here with Hedges.
Right.
Where we, without speaking, were mocking the entire tone of the meeting.
Right.
As people would talk, I would just turn to Jeff Hedges, who's one of our sales guys, and just give him a knowing glance like, he's a douchebag. He would, you know, give me the look back because you're right about that.
Meetings.
So, at one point, Jay, little Jay, and Robbie, I believe, can you turn this on so Mike, because Mike
wants to meet him?
I don't know if Mike's ever met Jay Stevens.
I had the pleasure, but I'd like to meet him right now again. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
How are you doing today?
I'm Jay Stevens.
How was the meeting today, Jay?
It was wonderful.
Fantastic.
I stood up on a couple of milk cartons, and I had my cool outfit on, my cool hip-hop outfit.
Yeah, how was the meeting, Jay?
I thought the meeting was dynamic.
Is there anybody in there that you noticed might have been, not paying attention enough or not really participating?
Well, I know that Tim McWilliams' telephone went off a few times, but I want to say that we got to get out on the streets and we got to get in touch with the community because that's what it's all about. We're in the communications business.
Wow.
And I just want to say that we're going to
what's your name again?
Jay Stevens, but you can call me Tiny J.
There you go. Very nice to meet you, Tiny J.
TJ, I'll be making many appearances on the show from now on.
Very good, TJ.
Especially if I dare go near anything having to do with the God of my stuff.
Just kind of, I guess this would be a warning, huh? Hey, TJ, it's very nice meeting you. How do you travel around between all these stations? How do you know? Do you ride along in someone's pants cuff?
Generally, I'm in the coat pocket of my hotel. I'll tell you what I said during the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there giving my speech about how We have to be a local radio station.
Right.
Hold on, turn this thing off.
Just for a second. Let me just say that the entire philosophy, at least in my humble opinion, of WJFK, our home station here in Washington, has been for 12 years the fact that we're not a local station.
Right.
That we're a station with syndicated shows that go out throughout America, and despite that, we're able to succeed in our home market.
Mm-hmm.
That we've never, you know, done all this stuff, you know, coming down your street or whatever it is. But anyway, Jay thinks the opposite. So, anyway, if you'll
let's
turn
bring
this,
him back in, shall we?
All right, let's bring him back in. So you think we should be more local, I mean.
So anyway, I'm saying that we have to get like the urban assault teams and get some vans and get out on the streets and we gotta meet the people. And then all of a sudden I look up and I saw Don was looking at me, and I know he was looking at me with a way that said, "You're an idiot." So I said to him, "Oh, and hey, Don and I come from the same background with Top 40 Radio, and Don, you might notice that all the cool people in the room don't have neckties on."
Oh, that's a good move there.
Very relatable.
I didn't have a necktie on, and Don didn't have a necktie on.
Right, there you go. Fantastic.
So I showed you.
You did, Jay. Well, it's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Mike.
I'm really sorry I didn't make it to the meeting, Jay.
That's okay. The meeting was unimportant.
Thank you, Jay.
And my favorite part was when we said no one will be fired.
Because you know that's not true, right?
Everyone will be fired.
Everyone will be fired.
Redundancy? Hold on, I got to get out of this thing.
Rob, what was it that Hugh said about redundancy? This is the thing that probably made more people pee in their pants.
Yeah.
Redundancies will be eliminated, and once we get ourselves up to operating speed, redundancies will be apparent.
Ah.
And I saw a lot of people with the eyes shifting. So anyway, this guy Jay, the programming guy, and he's a vice president too.
Oh, really?
You know, goddamn, everybody in this country is a vice president.
Man,
except you and us.
Lots of business cards.
He,
they gonna change the logo.
So at one point he says to me, you know, he says, "And Don, I've noticed all the cool people in this room aren't wearing neckties."
Ah,
you know.
Did you give him anything? Did you? No.
I just said, "You're right about that, Jay." What am I going to say to the guy?
So sounds just stimulating. It really does.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
But you know, the one thing I noticed that everybody was nervous about was the the move. You know,
well, hold on a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Before the move,
I'm just telling you what everybody told me after the meeting.
So now we're past Jay and we're back to Michael Hughes talking again, and he's in the middle of his question and answer session, and this is where people are timidly asking questions. When all of a sudden, same cell phone, you have an incoming call. Now,
why does he have a cell phone that says that on?
Now, I don't know, but at this point, everybody in the room, it's gone from laughing to people getting mad at Tim. Everybody in the room is like, "Turn the phone off."
Right.
Tim's going, "Hey, I'm sorry. And he pushes the button, puts it back in his pocket.
You know, Tim's the kind of guy that probably paid somebody to call him during the meeting.
They go back to the meeting. No less than 4 minutes later, same distinctive ring.
Wow.
"You have an incoming call." And it's at this time, now the third time during this meeting, that Tim's loud talking phone has gone off, that Hughes or someone says, "Would you please turn the goddamn telephone off?" And Tim at this point takes it out of his pocket, and I think Broyhill just said, "Put it outside." So Tim starts handing his phone across the room so that people can put the telephone that he can't control out in the
hallway.
So
he doesn't know how to turn it off?
I guess not.
It becomes apparent he doesn't know how to turn it off. Eventually, Julie Fulman turns it off for him. But this is when I noticed that written in big Charlie Stewing Stabilac magic marker on the back of his phone, it says, "Tim."
As the phone was working its way past me being handed from person to person like you'd hand a hot dog at a ball game, I said, "Just take the battery out." And if the phone had gotten all the way to Charlie Broyhill, it was two people away from me.
Right.
The battery would have taken out.
So this phone is like this complete disruption.
Yeah, and I mean, not just a ringing, but this voice. "You have an incoming call." Now, Buzz, you heard it, right? It was loud.
No, I wasn't at the meeting today either.
What? Where were you, Buzz?
I was told that there was a meeting. I was told that it wasn't necessary for me to attend. So I didn't.
Who told you it was unnecessary for you to attend?
I don't know. I heard mention of the meeting in passing. No one ever directly told me there's a meeting next week that you have to be at.
You know why? Because you don't. Do you have a CBS.com account?
No, I do not.
That's why, because that's where that's where the invites went to.
I see.
Same exact thing happened to me.
Really?
Nobody told me about the meeting. Charlie Broyhill didn't come in here yesterday and say, quote, it is expected that you will be in attendance.
As a matter of fact,
that, you know, that was ringing in my head when...
They said the reason the meeting was at 2 o'clock was to make sure that you and I would be there.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, you didn't miss nothing.
Yeah, I was blaming the support staff, though, as I was walking down the hallway, saying, you know, we used to get reminders around here, but I guess yesterday would be... But anybody that knows me knows right. that a 24-hour reminder is positively useless.
But the thing that scared most people was somebody finally asked the question, because, you know, the company owns, like, 5 stations, mm-hmm. and... Our station's in Virginia.
Right.
There's another one of the broke dick stations that's in Maryland, in a good part of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And then there's 2 other stations that are just in the armpit of Maryland. And someone said, are we all going to be under one roof someday? And the answer...
Somebody brought that up?
Yeah. Good. And the answer given was, yes, what's the time frame? I'd say within 6 months to a year.
Wow.
And then I said, that's where I finally said something. And I said, not PG County. And at that point, Hugh said, well, it could be there or it could be Rockville. But it sure does sound like, as a radio station, we'll be moving. And we'll be moving.
It'll be PG County.
And we'll be moving to that awful environment where you go in one building and there's like 5 radio stations in the same building.
Man, it'll be the end of an era.
That sucks ass.
It really will be the end of it. This was, you know what, say what you will, we badmouth this place all the time, but as far as a facility, as far as just a comfort zone working in a building,
it's fine.
I've never worked anywhere where I've been more relaxed. I mean, I love it here. I love this building.
And it was one great moment about you, Mike, right towards the end. When Michael Hughes said, is Mike O'Mara here yet? And I said, no, he's not. And he said, well, let's get him on a speakerphone. And then someone said, the speakerphones on this level don't work.
Wow.
They're all broken.
Wow.
They're all broken.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, the message from those guys, I guess...
6 months to a year, let's all move.
And the message was, unless you are blessed enough, as we are, to already have a new contract in place.
Yes.
You know, it's like with, you know, when they come out and say, don't worry about your job,
right.
It means worry about your job.
Absolutely.
And then when you get that message like, we're not going to tolerate redundancy, and there's a lot of redundancy here,
mm-hmm.
and that there's lots of things being done sloppily here, and that they're bringing in quality control people from outside the company to come in and
right.
monitor like the office stuff that goes on around here.
You betcha.
There's a lot of people right now that are very brown and very, in some cases, red underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tight sphincters.
So a little tension underneath the sameness of the meeting and the boringness of the meeting. There was a little tension underneath.
Yes, because while it was boring and while it was dreadful, there were some things said, you know, that basically there's a new sheriff in town.
Right.
That the new sheriff, while on one hand, wants everybody to have fun and realize that radio is a fun business,
mm-hmm.
if you don't do your job right, you're going to be fired.
Wow.
And the old way is not the way that the new way things are going to be done.
Wow.
But beyond that, have a great time.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions or suggestions, call or email anytime.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess, and they announced we have a new program director by the end of the week.
They hope.
We need a program director around here, like we need another hole in the wall.
We got a program director here?
Yeah, and, you know, we're the station that doesn't need a program director because none of the disc jockeys listen to program directors, but we're getting one anyway.
All right.
I guess so. I guess he can schedule the new, incidentally, Saturday. Did you hear about this one? You know, they whore the station out on weekends.
We have some more weekend programming to look forward to.
But I would say, I'll say this, that at least the whoring of the weekends on this station that they've done with the infomercials. Mm-hmm. Like with Rob's show. Rob does a two-hour infomercial. What? It's actually kind of... It's one, Robbie?
Yeah, they cut back.
And not that show.
It's actually kind of entertaining, because Rob is funny.
Right.
And then they got a guy after that who's on MPT and on PBS, and he does a car show. And then they got, like, another show called The Bald Truth, like if you're a bald guy. And they got this stuff like if you can't get a boner,
right?
You got an error about this. Well, in the middle of all this, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, which is prime weekend listening time. That's like when most people are in their cars and doing stuff on the weekend. I'm proud to tell you that starting this weekend on WJFK, we'll be running a weekly wedding show.
All right.
Planning weddings.
That's great.
At 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons.
What the hell is going...
Right on target.
Why don't they just... God damn it.
It's because they'd rather have...
Why don't they just rock out on the weekend?
They'd rather have the money in their pocket today. This is the argument I've had with these dummies since the first day we started working here. That's why I'm not the program director anymore, because when I was the program director, I said, I want to can all the infomercials and play some music or get some new young disc jockeys on the weekend, get something besides this crap we're running.
You make it really, I like the idea that you had, I think you had it, was like make it a little farm system, you know? Have a breeding ground, you know?
Anyway, here is Joe. Joe's at the meeting today.
No, I wasn't.
Joe was.
I was running the show.
You were running the
board. I was tempted to play 60 minutes of Rolling Stones songs.
There you go.
And call up to the phone up there and ask Mike Hughes if Charlie Steering Stadlack was around.
Joe.
However, Don, you're forgetting the Infinity slogan. We're out of ideas.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Jill's not just a name, it's an idea.
Thanks for totally stopping the show, Joe. I was on a nice roll there, and then all of a sudden...
He does have that ability.
Joe.
He's like the brake pad of this show.
I didn't understand that.
Joe.
Yeah, you're saying Joe is hosting a wedding show? What is this now?
A wedding show. No. Joe's not hosting it.
He should.
It's a 1 hour... Hold on, let me call... where is... Carlos knows more about it. Oh, no, you know what? I'm looking for, I'm eating. That's the code name for broiler.
Try P2.
P2. P2, like I'm supposed to know what that number is.
892.
892, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. He'll give me more information on this.
On the wedding show?
Yeah.
Do they at least have a catchy name for it?
I don't know.
Like the end of your life?
I don't know. It's the biggest mistake you'll ever make.
Get ready to have all your savings wiped out.
Wedding ourselves.
Sorry, he's not in here either.
He's not there. So anyway, listen, all I know is that's another way that they're stinking up the... Oh, maybe this is him calling. It's another way that they're stinking up the... Hey, hello, Charlie?
Hey, I'm at my desk.
Hi. The wedding show, does it start this weekend?
I think it does start right after Goss going from all these guys to...
Is that what it's going to be called, the wedding show?
I don't know the name of it, but I was told that a show is going to be on every week for an hour on how to plan a wedding.
Oh, my God.
And see, the problem, you know, let me...
How about Bridezilla?
Let me just say this publicly again for the 1,000,000th time. There's a reason that WJFK, the radio station, is not consistently in the top 10 ratings. It's because people know that they can only listen to WJFK from Monday through Friday.
Right.
They know once Friday night shows are done, they can turn the station off until Monday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the exception that we're in football season and you can hear the Redskins here on Sunday.
Yeah, the idea of putting something innovative, something unique on, something entertaining, would be, that's what you could be identified with. You say, hey, you know, you tune into WJFK on a Saturday and you're going to hear something that's going to be really unique and something that might stick to the wall, and that's what they ought to do.
Or at least, just, you know, how tough would it be? Just get a box of records. Just play some good records.
Yeah. Would you like to speak to the possible or perhaps even probable host of the wedding show?
Who's that?
Cameron Gray.
Fag.
Of course.
Don't you hate those people that just take those weekend infomercials just for the money?
Shut up, Rob.
What a jerk.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, bye.
Bye. Anyway.
Yeah, they're really behind you, right?
No, I don't want to talk to Cameron. It's not his fault. He's doing it like Rob for the money. But the point is that at some point, the upper levels of management should realize you're pissing it away.
Mm-hmm.
You got a gigantic audience Monday through Friday, and what you say to them in essence at 11 o'clock Friday night when Ron and Fez's show over is, what you're saying is, goodbye.
So long. See you Monday morning.
See you Monday morning when you turn it on to hear Howard at 6. Goodbye. They don't get it.
No.
They just don't get it.
And I really love the idea of just putting on some, you know, some stuff to give people a chance to break in new shows.
Well.
Because really, there is, you know, I mean, it's certainly benefited some of us that are in the business. But
I'm going to tell you something, an idea that I had that we're going to be using on our show. And don't bother stealing this, because this is one of the few ideas that I've actually taken the time to get a patent on.
Mm-hmm.
And I floated it by Infinity. And they didn't want any part of it.
I got a break?
Well, I got an idea. I got what I think is a killer idea, you know, but they never listen to my ideas. I send them emails. I send them background on why this stuff should work.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you got a station like ours, and at 11 o'clock at night, we got nothing. You know what they run at 11 o'clock at night on WJFK?
Oh, no.
They run this. They run our show.
Right.
Again, the show that's just run 8 hours ago, they run it again.
Right. W overexposed.
And then they run us like for 18 hours on the weekend. So my thought was, seriously, everybody loves American Idol. Why don't you really do a contest where you really give someone a chance to really win a real radio show on a real radio station?
Mm-hmm.
You give away the 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. slot. Now, it takes balls. Because once you go through the process,
right,
and you get the person, you got to like let them have the job for 6 months. So,
you mean when you go through, you don't let the person audition for 6 months?
No. You give
the audition process. Could it start on this show, or we start the screening process?
It will start on this show because we're going to do the bit on this show.
It's a great idea.
Where you actually get now, and I threw this out, and of course, TJ, Tiny J, sent me an email back saying, well, of course, no, he's already done it on WPGC. Well, I got news for you. I never heard of the idea. On WPGC, and if you did it, congratulations, because you got absolutely 0% of this market aware that you did any such promotion.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea goes even beyond this. You know that the TV networks are paying any moron with an idea for a reality show?
Right.
So I've already sent certified letters to NBC, ABC, UPN, Fox, the WB, saying, here's the idea. It's a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You get one radio station like WJFK, big time major market station that has an opening. And the deal is the station promises to give the winner of the contest
a 6-month contract.
An actual 6-month contract to have a real goddamn radio show every night. And then the TV, you know, it's like the wag the dog thing. You can't do this reality show. It's a TV show, but you can't do it without a radio station that's involved in it.
Right.
And it made so much sense to me when the idea came to me that I thought, you know what, rather than just go with it on our show.
Do we get to be Simon and Paula Abdul?
Of course. And that's the beauty of it. That, you know, we're the judges.
Yeah, very good.
We're the judges. Buzz would be Paula.
Okay.
I would like to think that, you know, you and I would switch off between being Randy and being Simon.
I think that's perfect. I love it.
So
I love the, and you know, it's
anyway,
something that really I give
the idea, right?
Right.
I give it to these guys. I email them the idea. And I get back the thing from Tiny J saying, well, I've already done it, you know, but if you want to do it on your show, go ahead. So then I send another email to Hughes, and I said, oh, and incidentally, you know, I don't care if Tiny J already did it. Oh, and Tiny J also said he wouldn't be willing to give away the actual show, that he would start, like, on a Sunday night, 9 to midnight. No, listen, Dick, here's the point. If you're going to do it, like on American Idol,
you give them the recording contract.
Show.
You know, you give them the real, and you know, and really the screening process would be fantastic.
And don't bother stealing it, because I've already sent letters to 5 other networks with the idea, and I just want the people at Infinity to know I went to them first.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Michael Hughes first, and I said, You got CBS, you got MTV,
right.
VH1, mm-hmm. MTV2, you got the National Network. This could be a TV show. Okay, the ear doctor is here. We'll get to him in a second for a hearing test.
Oh, no.
All I know is that it's a killer idea.
I need a Q-tip.
We're gonna do it on this show, and hopefully eventually it will be picked up, and I think it would make a good idea for a national TV show. Yeah, Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I speak with a British accent?
Sure. You don't have the talent.
You're not qualified.
But anyway, hold on. Here we go. Now here's a guy saying, if you're so smart.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill.
Hey, what's up, Don Mike?
Yeah, all it says on the screen is, if you're so smart.
Yeah, if you're so smart, how come you weren't smart enough to invest in Slam Ball? This isn't going to work.
Slam Ball was not a fantastic success.
Well, no, they made money.
Not really.
No.
And Slam Ball wasn't my idea. That was somebody coming to me wanting my money to invest in it.
You could have at least doubled your money, but you didn't. So
no,
I don't think that idea is going to work.
That's actually not true.
You're wrong. But I guess that's why I'm here and you're there. And I guess that's why I press this button and you hear dial tone.
Yeah.
Ass.
Toodaloo ass.
Anyway, I offered the idea to infinity. And,
it's good on so many levels, and it could be so much fun, not only for a television show, I mean, for anybody, people love to watch that process, but it'd be fun to listen to on the radio, and it'd be great synergy between TV and radio. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the response I got back
from
infinity?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, the company that loves synergy.
Well,
I mean, don't worry.
I got nothing, but don't worry, because I sent the same letter, I swear on my kid's life, to ABC, to NBC, to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a no. When they don't say anything, they might just be considering it. You know, they don't like to act too quick around here.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, it's a killer idea. They won't do it.
Well, it's not like the previous regime where it would be, you know, not only they would say no, it would go away. You'd never get it. It would never come to light.
I'm telling you, if nothing else, we'll do it on this show.
Very good.
And I know that these TV networks are just buying up ideas from people for reality programming. And it's the best possible idea, because you can't do it without a radio station.
Absolutely.
You got to have a radio station that has a shift available.
And you have to redo the studio, too.
Yeah, well, you get the TV networks to pay for that. So buy us some nice equipment.
Win, win, win.
But don't worry, I already got a U.S. patent on it, and I've already done all that, so...
Good patent, like a hammer.
Good idea stealing the idea from me. But waiting to hear back from the other people, from the other networks.
Oh,
you know, and I sent the goddamn email to these guys saying, you know, you want synergy,
mm-hmm.
you want all this stuff. Oh, Robbie, I'm sorry.
I said that, sorry.
And a hammer.
Hammer.
Quick,
quick, quick.
All right, clear the lines. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number. Time for a call number 100. See, that's why you should invite me to these meetings, because I get too...
You get all worked up.
I get all worked up.
Yep.
And the problem is, you know, he talks about passion in those meetings.
Yeah.
I got more passion in my little finger than half those suits have in their penises.
That and that, Don, is where we are identical.
All right, call 100 right now for Secret Sound. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They can grow up to 3 feet long, walk on their fins, and live on land for several days, devouring other fish and birds and ducks, and they breed like crazy. Now there's possibly even thousands of fish in that pond. Line 4, Larry in Virginia. You're on the air with Drudge.
Matt Drudge, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I have a theory about these fish that can walk on land. You'll notice they went from New York City over to Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk on their own, correct? Do you think it's more than a coincidence that perhaps maybe they walked all the way to Maryland because...
Oh, they hitchhiked down the 95?
They walked down 95
because
they can't hear Don and Mike on in New York City anymore.
There he goes. Yeah, classic.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is.
Named gay magician, Don and Mike.
All right. That's us. I'm very serious about ripping off that American Idol, and what I got to do is find somebody here at Infinity that'll okay the giving away of an actual time slot, a Monday through Friday time slot. And let me just throw that out to all of the other radio companies. I know ABC, Disney owns stations. I know that Clear Channel has a lot of stations with TV tie-ins. And,
is that what you were talking to Michael Hughes about in private?
No.
You didn't tell me during the break what you were talking to him about.
You gotta know.
Are you writing it down?
Do you gotta know? And there's a lot of stuff I talked to him about. But
this is the tribute show to me.
Wow.
The history. The ultimate paranoia.
I don't, you know what?
I'm sorry, I'm being a pain.
That's what I was talking to him about.
Reasons why Mike should be fired.
No! Okay? Don't say anything.
I'll just take this overnight.
Hey, come on, give it back. That's what he was talking to me about. But you can't ask me any questions about it on the air, though.
All right.
See? Do you even know what it's about, though?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Nor do I care.
And why did you make me show you?
Welcome back.
Because I like to do that. You have a new valise.
Yes.
When did you get that?
In Ocean City.
You get more wound up now. You get more wound up than you used to when all those suits are around. I mean, you're not wound up in a... We used to... Remember when we'd have the big show when management would come into town?
Yeah.
And we'd always kick ass and we'd always do like a great show when management would come in.
It's all
we do it differently. Now it's just like you get more... You're wound up because you just want to kick their asses.
Yeah, and it's partly because...
And I mean that in like a rhetorical way.
Yeah. And it's partly because I've lost weight. And now I can wear grown-up clothes again. I don't have to wear sweats all the time.
Right.
And, like...
You're just pumping today, though. You are just... I mean, you got veins in the middle of your forehead that are going up.
I know I drove my wife nuts today because when I was getting dressed for work, I said, okay, now I know I look nothing like him, but I stood in front of her and said, think Clooney... In Ocean's 11.
Your model. Your role.
Where's my jacket, Rob?
Now, is that a suit or is it the black sport coat with the wool pants?
Not the suit. It's a suit the pants match the jacket.
Right.
So you throw this on, do a little of this.
Right.
Pull the collar up a little bit.
Right. I'm ready to see you go walking into Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the Clooney look.
Now, right, totally.
Keep in mind, I'm a very ugly man. But if you take the face out of it...
You're into it, and a meeting like this gives you the reason to, like, put on your grown-up clothes.
Yes.
And I'm jealous.
I'm getting out of the wanting to look like I'm in the Sopranos thing.
Right.
And now wanting to...
look like you're in Ocean's 11.
That's exactly where I'm at.
That's cool. You know, one of the greatest things about losing weight is when you can put on dress-up clothes. It's not, right. You know, because you can wear the same old schlubby clothes you wear anytime, you know. It's very cool. Don's coming into the room now.
Don's music. Don's theme.
Ocean's 11.
Now, here's the thing with the new bag, with the new briefcase.
It matches your shirt.
But that wasn't on purpose.
Right.
Well,
different.
I bought it at the outlets of an Ocean City.
Nice. There it is.
Can you tell there's anything wrong with it?
Is it an irregular?
Yes, it is.
Let me look at it.
It was normally $189.
Mm-hmm.
No S at Wilson's Leather.
Okay.
$29.
Wow. It looks like it's perfect.
Yeah, it's
I can't find anything wrong with it.
I don't see anything.
Does it have any discolorations or stains?
Like, I went in the Levi's.
It's got some kind of mark, like a circular mark on the front.
No.
See right there?
Where? Here?
Yeah. It's a big circle.
Real
big
leather circle. Has natural flaws.
See that? I can see that from there. See, it looks like an almost a waffle pattern in there.
Maybe so. I don't know. Well, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is it was cheap, and I loved it. And you're right. I do get more wound up about these meetings.
You do.
But
I think you're setting yourself up for what you want to do, you know, mm-hmm. after the show is over. You want to be one of those guys.
There was BM... And now, and sad to say, in 5 years it'll be AM.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
There was before Mike, then there was
keep
after.
Keep working on you about that, you know. And
no, I tell
you. Know, it's going to be
5 years.
Well, then the last year he groomed me for somebody else coming in there because I got bills to pay.
I know you do.
You know, so we got to do that, Rob. You know, I'm. You know, Rob, you're on the short list. I like working with you across from me, Rob. I really do.
So anyway. I really got this idea for American Idol.
Where you stay too, Buzz.
Oh, thanks.
Where you actually give away a goddamn radio show to someone. Now, who listening to the radio wouldn't want, and not one of these jive things where you got, where you get on and you, four times an hour you say, you know, Q108 plays the best variety of music. Give away a real radio show.
A talk show.
On a station like this.
You gotta have the person come in and do 5 minutes.
That has crazy talk.
Mm-hmm. Do 5 minutes, and that's the screening process. They get 5 minutes to do their little opening.
And then, you know, as I was writing to whoever I wrote this to, you want your goddamn corporate tie-ins. Well, you let people vote on the internet or with their wireless phones or
you
whatever.
Know, and the more I'm thinking about it, you could even condense it to what it would be the length of a song. You could do an opening and you could do phone calls, you know, take phone calls, and you could do it in the same amount of time that you would give these people to do a sign. You wouldn't need maybe as many people, but it would be an interesting selection process.
We're going
to
do it on our show, and if there are any other bright, right-thinking American broadcasters out there, you can contact me here at WJFK, because there's got to be an... If WJFK is not the radio station, we were on something like 60 stations. One of our stations across America, even if it's in the smallest market, has to be willing to give a full-time job
Absolutely.
For 6 months to somebody to do some variation of a talk radio format. And I've got to think that not only is that great in itself, but man, you get a network like ABC, which is dying with stuff like According to Jim. You know, and you give. Let me just say, if they're willing to run a show six nights a week that has downtown Julie Brown and Robin Leach on it,
right?
You tell me they wouldn't go for this to give someone the chance to be a shock jock.
And really, it occurs to me, and it's not just because it's your idea and because it involves radio, but this is something that I would think would be more interesting than the average reality program, because you're actually. As opposed to somebody standing up in front of judges and singing a song, you are really offering somebody a hard, guaranteed job if they succeed in this endeavor, and it requires a little bit more. You bring a little bit more to the table than you do just getting up there and singing, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
I mean, ideally, I'd like to try it out here on our show and then pitch it to other people and, you know, go to these TV people and say, get a TV show. What I got to do is find out, first off, who the hell's really running this place so that I can get them to promise us 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., which is a shift that happens to be open on this station,
right?
And a salary. To say, really, you give away a job and you don't do it half-assed. You don't give a 9 to midnight where you let the person come in and read liners when they
right.
play the same 110 records that have been picked out.
You give them a six-month contract. With a serious amount of money, because there's a there's a prize at the end of this, and that's the prize.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the idea.
I hope it works out. Cool. I really do, and I sure hope somebody takes a bite, because I think it could be. First of all, I mean, I look forward to doing it on the show. It would.
Well,
be
we're
so going to
do it on
fun.
Our show, but the deal is, we got to find if it's not WJFK willing to give up the shift and seriously give someone a job for 6 months. One of our affiliate stations, you know, I guess first affiliate to contact Charlie or Lisa.
But it'd be more fun if it was here, you know, if it was our home station, that
would
really work out the best.
It would be great, but that's something that, you know.
I can tell you've already thrown it up against the wall and
got nothing back.
They're doing what they do.
Got nothing back. I'll tell you something
doing
else.
What they do.
I'll tell you one more thing.
Right.
You just want to know how their minds operate. Something I tried to share with them, but they was, you know, it's lost on them. Thing that Hughes talked about in this meeting was how all the, and I'm just offering up this insight so you guys out there listening can understand how behind the times radio is. They love the fact, all these guys are talking about how the TV networks have the bug in the bottom of the screen.
Right.
And how, like, on Joe Millionaire, you see the dancing little people that says American Idol coming up. And they all love that. And they all say, well, that's really great. Well, here's the problem. On TV, you have two senses being used. Visual and audio. You got your sight and sound.
Right.
You can't do that on radio. So I made a pitch to them that I said, what you do is, you get, and I'm sorry to be old school, Robbie, give me that WLS jingle up there. At least for our station, for WJFK, you get a distinctive jingle, something like this. 89 WLS, Chicago. and you get something that sings WJFK, and then once that's established, once people know that when they hear that song, that jingle, that means WJFK, while our shows are playing every 15 minutes, just underneath the show, you just play a do-do-do-do-do-do, just like they do on Fox with the de-lean-de-lean. Well, I get an email back from these guys saying, you like jingles because you're an old-fashioned guy, and we want to do perpetual studies on this and perceptual studies and do focus groups. And I sent back an email that said, think back to all the great commercials you remember from when you were a kid, but most importantly, think, how did you learn the ABCs? How did everybody learn the goddamn ABCs?
I was bound with the my father's belt.
Okay, well, most people learned by singing.
The music.
Anyway, that's the thing. No. People remember...
No, and my father never did that.
By singing. This is why I'm frustrated. You know, I put on the fancy clothes, and I come and I meet with these guys, and I give them what I think are solid, not BS, solid ideas, and they look at me like I'm some... Like I belong in the Smithsonian. Like, because I think that you should just get jingles and get a sound to identify your station without running out and getting a focus group or getting a research study done. How about just use the balls between your legs to say, I think that's a good idea, we're going
to
do it.
You want to know about simplicity and why that to me makes sense. There's a legendary broadcaster from my hometown, Hartford, Connecticut, a guy that passed away a short time ago, who I think you know the name Bob Steele.
Bob Steele,
who had, I believe, the highest market share in the United States for years and years and years for his morning show. He used to do a thing. It was so jive. I mean, he was corny. He was old-fashioned. He would whistle. He would just, and I'm not a good whistler, but he would do a thing where it's like... That's what he would do. And I swear to God, it's a tiny little sound, and it gets ingrained in your head, and you know when you hear that. And it was his, what he did it for was time checks. Whenever he would give the time, he'd give that little whistle. I didn't think about the time. I thought about that little whistle, which was him, and it was his little thing, and it was like somebody, I equate it with being brainwashed. When you're listening to something, you get sounds. Get ingrained in your brain, and it works.
For instance,
the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, you hear that twice an hour,
right?
You tell me that doesn't work on our show. You tell me when you hear this,
the Don and Mike Show,
that you don't immediately know that little song means,
right?
You're the listening. Don and Mike Show.
But here's the problem: I'm dealing with a generation of radio people who think, "Hey, man, jingles aren't cool," and that you have to have announcers who sound like they don't care. To these guys, the perfect radio guy is a guy who sounds like this. 91, HFS. Yeah, I'm hanging. Here's some audio head. HFS. Yeah, I'm hanging. You know, they want guys that sound like they don't give an S.
Right.
On one hand, they give us a speech about how you got to be passionate about what you're doing. But even with the guys that do, like, the announcements on the station...
Right.
They don't want the big showbiz stuff. They want a guy who's understated, a guy who just goes, WJFK, the station with Don and Mike.
When in fact what they need is a guy like that guy from the Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Give Network. Us that voice, Mike.
Cartoon Network. Yes, sir, Futurama on Cartoon Network. That, to me, we've been laughing and joking about that. Why? Because it's noticeable. Because somebody is doing something energetic.
Because you remember it.
Cartoon Network. Yes, sir, Adult Swim.
This is why I'm frustrated with these dicks.
Well, don't let it get you down.
I'm not, because I'm telling you, in 5 years, when I'm done with this, someone's going to hire me, and I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to call up all of these dicks that I've thrown these ideas at. I'm just going to say, you know what? Eat me. Just flat out eat me.
Eat me.
Because I know it works. And this American Idol for radio thing, we'll do it on our show.
Excellent.
And if it's not on WJFK, we'll do it on an affiliate station.
Well, just as long as in 5 years you're, you know, doing something in management, okay? Not in this town. Don't go to, like, another place, because then I'll have to sue you. There you go.
If I did anything, Mike, I'd play records. I wouldn't do anything like what I'm doing now.
I'll still sue you.
I know you would.
2 years later, go knock your socks off.
I know you would.
There you go. No, okay. No problem. No, anyway. As long as we understand each other.
Anyway, just for call number 100, I know you'll sue me. You'll sue me.
Just for the amount. Nothing more.
Well, maybe damages. You know what? Maybe a little ED. Emotional distress.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's not going to be a problem.
Futurama on Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. Five, I'm out. But I'm going to work my ass off for those five.
And I'll do what I've done for the last 18.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Turn your radio down, please. I'm done lecturing for today.
Very good. I'm exhausted.
Sorry about
that. I like the ideas, and I would tell you if I thought there was a chink in the armor there, really.
Hey,
shut up, Rob. But I'll tell you right now, I really like the, and I'll tell you right now is one of my questions.
Watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Oh, hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
I'm with you on that sound thing. That's so important.
That's the bug they want.
And that's unique.
And the thing is, it's right there in front of you, but they won't do it because it's old-time radio.
Hey, this is the same stuff they get in television and in movies. This is the same crap that you get in any form of entertainment.
You tell me this is not...
The Don and Mike Show.
That's not identifiable. You know, there's a reason we have higher ratings than any other show on WJFK. Partially because we do a better show, but partially because on our show... The stuff you guys in the network you don't hear? Stuff like this. But I mean, we have real jingles.
Right.
We play real jingles that say WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
It helps people remember what station they're listening to. Duh. But no, these guys, they got to go have a focus group.
Yeah, right.
They got to go, we'll do some research on that and see how that comes out. I'm not sure how 25 to 35-year-old men would feel about jingles. Well, gee, why don't you ask them if they remember two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, sesame seed bun.
Really? And that's hard to remember all that.
Why don't you ask them if they remember?
We memorized it as children. We memorized it.
Right.
And there's stuff that's out now. Fall into the gap.
Right.
Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
At the Olive Garden, your family.
All right, well, that's not a jingle, but that's a slogan.
Yeah,
but still.
That didn't fit into the...
Because they sang it.
Yeah, thing.
But anyway, you know, I send them the stuff, and they take me out to lunch. And
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
They ask me what I think, and then I tell them, and then...
Well, you know what? Okay. You might, if you're going to be in management, you're going to have to be more patient.
Well, that's impossible.
Not necessarily. You're a chameleon. You can change your stripes.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. And five, I got to buy my own.
All right.
Buy my own. Get my own. Do like Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak bought a radio station down in Ocean City.
Hey, I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
I could see you. Do that. Give me like a nighttime show.
Well, no. In 5 years.
Golf. With Mike. Golf and Democratic politics.
I couldn't afford to pay you the salary you're making now.
Well, I'm really going to work hard during the 5 years to get my act together and save.
Hello. Hey, listen, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
I got a few things in the fire.
Excellent.
What's your name, my friend?
Jeff.
Jeff, where are you from?
I am originally from Coatesville.
Where are you calling from now, sir?
Blackwood.
Blackwood!
Blackwood, New Jersey.
Rob, don't shake your hand.
There you
that.
Go. You've won the Girls Gone Wild pay-per-view.
Wild.
And that's Thursday night at 10 Eastern. Footage from Cancun and Panama City will rock your world. Girls Gone Wild is on cable, DirecTV, and Dish Network. The way you've also won a large pizza with one topping from Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Now you play for... $500 with the secret sound, the common everyday sound.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I know it.
You hear it in the kitchen.
Why did you call then?
I've heard the sound. I don't know if I'm going to get it though.
All right, I'm going to drop the jackpot to $250.
Yes.
Is there a clue coming?
You bet.
Ah, good.
OJ. That's your clue.
Good clue.
Okay.
OJ. 15 seconds. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
EPMD.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And I see already that Buzz is writing down something. Buzz, I believe if you hold that up, it is... You're close, Buzz.
Okay.
Very... Very close.
Let's get up, let's get down. Roll with the hardcore funk, the hardcore sound.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! For $500, what is that sound? Right, come on, I gave you,
better,
the,
you better have a guess.
I gave you the clue now. OJ.
Orange juicer?
You know what? Yeah, thanks for all the people that had guesses. Mm-hmm. I'm really getting sick of this.
Yeah. Yep. All right, my friend, don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. For you.
And I feel like the people, because I play the game, I don't know the answer yet. And you know, guys like,
Anyway, think about it. I bet we get a winner very soon.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
OJ.
Where?
I'm
on the Cartoon Network.
I'm officially done lecturing. When we come back from the break.
Someone called for a doctor?
Yes. It's time for on-air hearing tests.
There you go.
What? For years, we have wondered how much damage we have done to our hearing by wearing our headphones so goddamn loud.
We do.
Me in particular.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mine are so loud when I take them off, you can hear it down the hallway.
You said
mine are loud.
You jerk one?
Honest truth, I can follow the show through Don's headphone bleed. I don't need headphones. I don't need a monitor. I can follow it from what spills out of his head.
I haven't taken any pills today. I'm doing hearing jokes.
I know you are.
I'm trying.
Now, let me get, where's, let me ask about Broyle about...
Someone called for a doctor?
About this doctor.
Hello?
Charlie.
Yes?
The doctor. Is he a real doctor?
I don't know that they're considered doctors. He always would, on his voicemail, he was an audiologist.
That's who you send your kids to get checked. And
now, when he's going to, is he going to come in and play tones for us or something?
Didn't ask him how he was going to do it. I didn't want to possibly cheat and score better.
We're going to eat. What are we going to eat?
Fifi's.
Fifi? But anyway, we're going to take this test on the break, on the air in the next break.
Body by Jake.
Will the listeners be able to hear the tones or whatever? Do you have any idea?
I don't think they will, because if we can't take an output of his equipment and put it in the board, they won't be able to hear it.
Gotcha. All right, then each of us will take the test separately on the air, and we'll find out who's the closest to being deaf.
I don't have a quilt.
Who do you think's the closest to being deaf, Charlie?
I would have to guess you.
I think it's going to be. I think you're going to be very surprised. All I know is when I go into a crowded restaurant, it's very difficult for me to pick up conversation, and it's gotten a lot worse. And with my kids, oh my God, that's all Daddy does is say what all day long.
You went to a restaurant. You ate squid,
huh? How's that? Come again?
I'm doing what you're doing.
I know.
Okay. Goodbye.
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 I don't cry.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
I was wondering, Don, if you realized you just proved your own point. You didn't even have to say time to play Secret Sound. You said caller 100, played the little Secret Sound jingle, and everybody knew what the hell was going on.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, because it works. It's called, you know, audio recall or something like
Who's
that.
Who's gone?
Hello, Don. Mike.
Don and Mike, hey,
yeah.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, two things. First one with your jingle deal. Pavlov got a Nobel Prize for this back in the early 1900s.
We're having our ears checked, not our eyes. We're not.
Right,
having
No, the sound cue. I mean, you ring a bell, the dog salivates.
Don't tell me to go to hell.
Pardon me?
Why'd you tell me to go to hell?
No, I didn't tell you to go to hell. I would never do that. No, I said Pavlov. If you ring a bell, a dog salivates. You get.
Well, now I just heard you just told Mike to go to hell,
and he just told me that I J-O'd. Did you hear him say that? That the dictionary word for that.
Well, maybe the sound isn't working right. Maybe we do need to go with visuals.
You're calling me a queer? Frauds?
Now you say you can't hear? What?
All right, goodbye.
All right,
thank you.
I'm sorry I've run that into the ground.
No, I don't think you have. A couple more calls, maybe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I do have balls. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, oops. Don and Mike, hello. Oh, now that's no fun. What the F's going on here? Hello.
Hello.
There you go. Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Your secret sound. You guys have been trying to get somebody to get that for a while. I didn't know what it is.
Great. Congratulations. You're like the guy, I guess, when you're waiting in line in a store, you say, well, I've got exact change, so I have to run right up in front of all the other people who are waiting in line.
Exactly.
Ha, ha, ha. Doesn't work here, pal.
That's right, troublemaker. All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll play right. Strip trivia some other time.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, the real reason those guys are afraid of your ideas?
Yeah.
Is that the minute you come up with an idea, you've forced them out of a job. Redundancy right there.
What do you mean treason?
Treason.
Okay, goodbye.
Same thing, thanks.
Hey, we are both super patriots, a-hole. Be right back.
I'm offended at that.
Someone called for a doctor?
We're going to take our hearing test.
Please.
He just is that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
While we get the doctor ready to come in, I think we still have...
Someone called for a doctor?
A lot of people in Baltimore just finding out that we've finally made the move to FM. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Congratulations on another affiliate.
Yeah, thank God in Baltimore. Yeah. Finally. I believe my quote to one of the trade magazines was, and I love it because they printed it exact with the word, it's about effing time.
There you go. It's the truth.
Yeah. 12 years this company has had our show on a crappy AM station.
And I want to thank DCR-TV, a little website, for giving me the credit for not knowing that Harrisonburg was in Virginia. And calling it. I don't think I called it the capital of Pennsylvania, did I, yesterday?
Yes, I believe you did, which is how we got on Harrisburg.
Okay, all right.
And Mike, here from the Baltimore station, here is your official Live 105.7 shirt.
Hey, very cool.
Here you go. So
I'll wear that.
On FM in Baltimore. It's nice.
That's very nice.
It's nice. It's about freaking time.
That's great.
Someone called for a doctor?
Okay. Here's how we're going to do the hearing test, I believe. Each of us will go into a back production room.
Okay.
And Rob, did we figure out if there's a microphone back there?
We're
working
on that right now.
We're getting on that now.
Waking.
If we did the test here in the studio, we would want to be filling with talk and DJ patter.
Right. And that's noisy, and you can't do that when you're having a hearing test.
That would take away from a hearing test.
Right.
I know that for years, very seriously, my wife has given me a ton of S about when she'll come in the room and I got the TV on, I've got it on loud. Well, I have it on loud for two reasons. First, actually, I guess three. First, I like it loud.
Mm-hmm.
Second, sometimes I have a hard time hearing dialogue that's muffled or where they're. What do you laugh
at? It's just funny when we're talking about this. It's just
buried in music.
We've never really addressed this.
But third, I paid a lot of money for a real goddamn good surround sound system, and when a movie with explosions and helicopters is on and it says it's in Dolby Digital 5.1,
you crank it.
You bet your ass. I don't care if the movie is Armageddon. When I see that Dolby Digital thing, I crank that baby all the way up.
So you think you got the worst hearing in the room here?
Well, for abandoned radio for 30 years, and I've run my headphones at this level,
louder than anybody,
for all 30 years I've been in radio.
Really? So you've been, well, that's a long, and yours are much, are they much louder than mine? It's hard to tell.
Yes.
Really?
Yours are loud.
The only thing that I think really that's concerned me lately is that now, you realize for over 2 years I've been doing this hobby thing with the band and drumming and having amps and all that, and I thought that running headphones was loud, but when you go into a room and you've got amplifiers 6 inches from your head, and you've got a band where everybody else is deaf, and everybody's cranking their amps up. There are times, really, where I've had ringing in the ears that have gone. We've done a Saturday night gig, and it has gone into Tuesday where I've had that kind of zzz right in my ears. And so I'm really, this is a good time for us to be doing this. I'm really glad.
Let me also mention that later on the show today, a girl named Jolene is coming in.
Jolene,
here's a picture that she sent, Mike.
Wow. It's hard to tell with the hat and the tongue out.
My name is Jolene. I'm 5'9", 135 pounds, 38, 24, 35.
Tall drink of water.
As recently as February, I launched my own website. My idea is to show the world that women can be even sexier over 30. Myself, my sister,
and all the girls on my site are 30 and over.
Maybe.
Anyway, she wants to come in today and promote her website, so we're going to allow her to do that. She'll be in the last half hour of the show. Right?
We most definitely will allow
her. So if I go right here, I should be able to hear...
They're setting up in there, right?
The room where the doctor will be...
Someone called for a doctor?
Putting us each through the different...
Is that the doctor back there?
Hearing test.
Yes, right here. I can open my door.
Buzz?
Yeah. The doctor's
Hi,
there.
Doc. How are you?
Charlie's setting up the equipment.
You're an audiologist. Is that correct? That is the title? That is your title? Audiologist?
All right. Are you an audiologist?
He heard me. He heard me.
He just did the joke.
I'm hearing the show repeated. Buzz me, I'm hearing that on your board.
We're trying to get the microphone set up now.
Let me call my house.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Glad to have our hearing tested.
I'm very glad. We'll get all your parts tested sooner or later on that show.
No, I know that this has seriously been a concern, and I mentioned...
It'd be funny to have the proctologist in there with you guys.
Now, I've had that done. You know, I had that thing where they check for colon cancer.
Yeah, good.
You know, I had that done.
We've all had that, right?
Yeah, not on the air, though.
I got mine coming up.
Well, you'd really need TV for that to be able to view the camera of the scope going up there.
But now, here's the deal. You seriously think, and I remember a couple of months ago I told you the difference between, like, volume level 11 and 25 or 30 on the TV in our bedroom, or my wife likes it at 7, which is barely inaudible. I mean, you can't...
Barely audible for you.
Barely audible. I said inaudible, but barely audible.
For you.
However, I want to say, you're nutty as far as what show is on, though. Like last night, for instance, we're watching CSI. I got that baby set at like 25.
CSI and David Caruso. You get that combination.
No, it was the other one.
Oh, it was the you watched the other one? William Peterson, they're both hard to understand.
But here's the thing. We're watching the rerun of CSI at 11 o'clock on one of the cable channels, and it's got the loud, bum, 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 who are you? And she says to me, and I've got it as loud as I always watch TV, she says, there's something about CSI that's just very soothing.
No.
I don't mind it when you watch CSI. I don't like it when you watch Jerry Seinfeld.
Right, mm-hmm.
But you guys are saying yes like you understand. Do you understand?
I do, because of the laugh track, I think,
right,
is annoying.
Right.
Yeah. How long have you had...
You see, you can't fool me, Mike, because I can see that you are not talking directly into the microphone.
You see, you can talk like this, and then you simply...
And plus, you know, it's not just your hearing in general, darling. It's that when you get older, or if you damage your... Or if people are rough on their ears, on their hearing, they lose high end. And when you listen to radio or anything, you make it so tinny, because you can't hear anything
when
on
I get
high rate.
When
that
get
way I can't hear in a restaurant?
Yes.
All right.
When I get in a car, for instance, I turn the bass and the treble both all the way to the right.
Really?
When I get in a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. So I want it as loud with as much junk as possible.
Okay.
See, your mid-range is your... Well, I don't know this. You're going to have an auditory expert in there probably can tell you, but I think you probably keep your mid-range, and it's the extremes that you lose.
How surprised would you be if it turns out I had... relatively good hearing.
20-20 hearing.
Or better hearing than the other guys on the show.
I don't sleep with the other guys on the show.
Or what if I end
don't
up...
Know what
not for lack of trying, Freya.
Speaking of CSI, what if I end up like...
I forgot to say yes. I forgot to say
like a CSI, what if I end up like William Peterson? Well, he really is going deaf.
You know, freaks me out, Phil Collins. You read about Phil Collins?
No.
Phil Collins has lost his hearing in one ear.
Drummer.
Phil Collins is like almost deaf, like you.
Wow. Well, don't worry if that happens. There's only a job for you in the traffic department.
And they're miracles.
Rob.
She's not going to hear
Rob.
We used to have a deaf woman that weren't here.
At a radio station.
And she drove
Your hatred
Rob.
No bounds.
Rob hated this deaf lady.
And not because she was so much.
No,
she
had
was
nothing to do.
Rude.
She was rude. She was slamming to you.
Man, she loved running the hall.
Rob, she was rude.
She was rude. And that's the reason
to
hate.
Look, when you came into the room, she wouldn't pay any attention to you.
I always thought she was real charming. Hey, Don. Darn you.
There we go.
Cart number 209.
Now this is bad karma, you guys, doing this before we go in to get our hearing test.
All right, baby, just
anyway,
stay tuned.
There's always, if you lose your hearing, darling, miracles work for wrestling ball. You could have some miracles.
Yeah, you know what? And let me be the first to say there's nothing going on here that is any kind of publicity stunt. Like, we did believe Rush Limbaugh pulled.
Right.
I'm taking credit for that one. I was the one that said the day that story came out, you watch, in a month's time, he's going to have some sort of miraculous recovery.
He did.
And I swear to God, I think it was a scam.
He still keeps up the charade slightly, though, because at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am,
during the golf shit,
it looked like he had a flesh-colored cigarette box taped to his head.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Well, right. We're going to have the test now.
Good luck, darling.
Okay, I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
You know, God knows she yells at me with everything else.
Yes.
You know, with my health that I've taken care of. And when I went to the doctor, my blood pressure is normal. My cholesterol is way down. My LDL, the number that's, you know, you got one on the top and one on the bottom.
Yeah.
They're both great.
All those numbers for me are off the charts. So, I mean, the hearing thing will just be, I'm waiting to hear the bad news.
I'm doing that thing with my feet. I'm getting the toe fungus fixed.
I got great feet.
This is one of the last bitches that she has about me is my hearing.
Except all right. I might have to get a pedicure. Is there any way we could get a pedicure in here someday?
Sure.
Because I need to get my the dry skin on my heel. My feet are not where they should. I'd be willing to get a pedicure. I wouldn't want to go into a salon and get a pedicure, but several women have told me that to get rid of that, like the dry skin on the heel.
Would you be willing to have topless women pedicure?
If they were licensed like pedicure. But, well, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter now if you mention that.
Right.
Like have topless women give me a pedicure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bonus.
Okay. Doctor, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There you go.
Someone called for a doctor?
And now, wait a minute. You're an audiologist. You're going to talk at that level?
Doctor?
I'm here.
Now, may I ask your name, please?
My name is Douglas, and the last name is Breithaupt.
And where were you?
Dr. Breithaupt!
Where were you schooled?
I was schooled.
It's the University of Munich!
The University of Ithaca in upstate New York.
Oh, Ithaca
College.
Ithaca College, great school. Yeah.
These hearing tests that you're going to give each of us, how long will each test take?
Each test should take about 2 minutes, maybe.
I should point out. Mm-hmm. The most famous alumnus of Ithaca College is Rod Serling.
Mike?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go have the test done.
All right,
the grease man.
You have?
Oh, thanks a lot for bringing him up, Doc.
There you go.
You have the bridge while I'm having the test done.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike O'Mara. I'd like to give you an alert that 5 years from now, this is what the show is going to sound like. That's right. 5 years from now, Don has made the decision that he will not be living up to the option years of our contract, which are two. And, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to urge each and every one of you. I'm more comfortable working with Don than anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. Yes? Don, are you there? Well, Don can't hear us, right? I can hear you.
God damn it.
You don't have enough time.
Now, he can't hear us.
No, but the doctor can hear you.
Yeah, now we are going
to... Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wasn't saying anything.
These headphones are at a very, very low level. There you go. Now I can hear what's going on.
Now, at a certain point, you're going to have to be... not be able to hear me, right? So we're going to listen to your test.
Yes,
right?
And I have, the doctor has these, like, they look like the headphones that the airline guys wear when they're waving a plane in.
Okay.
Doc, can you tell us exactly what type of test?
Rob, hold on. I mean, turn him down or something. That's way too loud. It's distorting. Now talk
there you
again.
Go. I turn the mic down.
Okay.
Doctor, can you tell us what type of test you're going to be giving all of us today?
What we're going to do is let you listen for some tones and just keep making the tones softer till you can't hear them any longer. The various frequencies and the tones will have a plot called an audiogram. So we'll see if, in fact, you do have a hearing loss or if not. And if you do, we'll see just what type of hearing loss it is and try to give you an explanation of how it's affecting you and the complaints you have.
All right, well, then...
All right, so now how long is each test going to take,
then? About 2 minutes each test? Okay, well then, Mike, I'm going to take off the headphones I'm listening to you on, and I'm going to have the doctor give me the test. You can leave this microphone open.
All right, we're going to leave it open.
And Charlie, you can
Don is getting
the
test. And
goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Don. Good luck with the test.
Thanks, Mike.
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you'll be hearing 5 years from now, me and a partner of my choosing. It's going to be the rule.
Right.
I might let the listeners get involved in that. But,
that's a great idea.
And, yeah, Rob is number one on the list right now. And ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Dr. Breithaupt, we've got a little musical interlude right now. Actually, turn it down.
What we'll do is every time you hear a little tone in your ear, we'll do your right ear first. Just raise your finger for me, just so I know you've heard it.
All right.
What finger?
Iron finger.
Your choice.
Okay.
All right, so now the test is going on.
Uh-huh.
And Don is going to find out if indeed he is deaf. And we were playing, of course, the German music for Dr. Breithaupt.
Breithaupt.
Which really, Rob, I believe is the most German name we have had on the show in quite some time.
Unless his first name is Kurt. I don't know how I can get any more German.
Now, Buzz, let me ask you. We haven't talked about your ears. I mean, where do you fit in? You've been in the business since actually 1953.
That's correct,
you?
Yes.
You were actually, you worked with Fred Friendly at in the Edward R. Murrow days?
Yes, yes.
Now how is your hearing, and how does your wife find your hearing?
I think my hearing is fine. In fact, I think
sorry, thank you, Buzz. Anyway,
it's excellent.
Let's listen to the test. Is anything going on in there?
Well, we won't be able to
hear. So Don is now, they're giving him tones and he's holding his fingers up?
Every time he hears a tone, he gives the doctor the finger.
Let me get right back to it, since unfortunately Don can't communicate with us right now. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you could just mount some sort of an occasional, comment should be made. You know, hey, really, why only 5 years, really? You know, why are you leaving us? That type of thing. That would help my cause.
Chip away at it.
And in the event that that doesn't work, Rob, just be prepared, and I just want to give our listening audience.
Apparently, it would help my cause as well.
Yes, you too. That's right.
We all have vested interest in
this. We do indeed. So that's where I stand, and I'm actually extremely, extremely apprehensive about this test because I really think that, Don talks about turning this stuff up. I'm right behind him as far as that is concerned.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
you're excited about taking it?
Yeah, I'm eager to know how.
Why are you always happy about the things that make us uncomfortable?
Well, that's just me, I guess.
He's excited because he thinks he hears the best.
Let's take some calls, shall we?
While we're waiting for Don?
Yeah, let's do that. All right.
I've not used this new phone system, so this will be
fun. All right. We're going to take a couple of calls while we're waiting.
I hear that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Yeah, it's just peachy. I'm just a little apprehensive waiting to go in and have my ears checked.
Yeah, between the ears and the five-year deal, that's a drag.
Yeah, well, it's a big, tough, stressful day for me, sir. I don't mind telling you. I missed the meeting. The whole nine yards has been very frustrating. But then again, what was the title of the book, Rob? Do you remember what I'm going to call it? That's me. That's just me. That's right. Just me. Yeah, I like that.
That's
as
me by Mike O'Mara.
Do you have anything relevant to contribute to the program, sir?
As a matter of fact, I do. I was wondering, do you wear earplugs when you play?
I do not, and I...
What's that? Only the audience does.
Hey,
knock it off,
you.
That wasn't funny.
You've heard the band. That's okay. This really is shaping up to be like a little like 5 minute tribute to me.
celebration of Mike.
All right, how do you hang up on this guy? You hit that one or that one?
The bottom button.
Bottom button. Okay, very good. Okay, here we go. Now, hello, Donna.
All right. That's on. Right.
Didn't we have that as far as that? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we had to hit the delay there. That gentleman was talking about ear effing.
Yes.
Deviant.
I would imagine that if you did that on a regular basis, if you had someone having sex with your ear, that it would be very, very painful.
Maybe even just once.
And probably...
wouldn't have to be a regular basis, I would think.
It would probably hurt your ear,
I don't think so.
And it depends, if you're a man that's really not that well, suited...
Even more dangerous.
You could probably get deeper penetration.
Puncture of the drum.
In the ear. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The canal.
Incidentally, if you just tuned in. Yes, hold on a second. If you just tuned in, Don is in the middle of his ear test, and the way I understand it is he puts on these big, the kind of... Dr. Breithaupt.
Is that it? I'm done?
Is it? Is he done?
All right, now, can you tell me...
Hold on. Wait.
So I can hear
all right, I'm going to... All right, are you there, Don?
Hey, Mike.
All right, hold on, sir. We're going to put you on hold. Don, what's going on?
Mike, I just took the test. I'll tell you...
Are you done already?
Yeah, when you put these things on, it was slightly distracting because I could hear the show.
Oh, you could?
I could hear Buzz talking through the door in his studio. The doctor has given me the test. Doctor, what are my results?
Actually, you're fine. Your hearing is relatively normal.
Wow.
There's no hearing loss to speak of.
Cool.
Would you please tell my wife to eat me? I mean, will you say on behalf of me, would you tell my wife, Frida, eat one?
Well, I'll tell your wife, Frida, that your hearing's okay. Now, you may not listen real well, but you can hear just fine.
Really?
Uh-huh. No problem.
Mike?
Oh, now the pressure is on.
Come on in, Mike.
Oh, God.
Come on in.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming in.
I'd like to keep that to bring it home. Thank you, doctor.
So Don's hearing is fine.
That's amazing, considering how loud he runs his headphones and for how many years he's done that.
You know what I would be curious is to know that if he could back off on his volume, if it would help him in the future.
Yes, but he wouldn't like that.
No, he wouldn't.
He likes it loud.
He do. Hi, Don.
How are you?
Howdy, Rob. Plug me in with my very loud headphones.
Start him up.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm happy
now,
for you.
Let me up. Hold on.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord.
No, that's
Mom,
excuse me. I just burped. It's a little close.
Let me explain what happens.
The grilled chicken sandwich without mayonnaise has not agreed with me.
You sit in there, and I could hear you speaking to Mike.
Wow.
more clearly than I could the tones.
Why is he putting a condom on me?
What you have to do is you have to close your eyes.
Can you hear me, Don?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Okay, I didn't know that you could.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
And Charlie's going to want you to make sure, just like he did with me, that you don't cheat, that you don't open your eyes.
I open my eyes?
No, you have to close your eyes while he's giving you the test.
I have vertigo. That'll be impossible. I won't be able to take the test. I'm disqualifying myself. No, I'm just kidding. All right, should I start taking the test now?
Yeah, hold on. Let me take a call here. Here we go. Right, this is just what I want to hear. Where's the guy that says this is not funny? Hey, Scott.
Hey,
yeah, you're,
guys.
Hey, douchebag, your call is not funny.
I know. You haven't even heard my call, have you?
What's your
problem?
It says on the screen, this is not funny.
Well, how do you know what I'm going
to
say?
Well, did you tell Joe you're going to say this is not funny?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to say
it? Well, how did Joe know?
Why did you tell Joe that that's what you wanted to say?
Because I called Joe, and he hung up on me 4 times. When I told Joe, I said, let me on before this thing starts so that I can tell the guys that this is going to be lame, non-funny, stupid
listen,
radio.
Sir, for the final time, would you please listen to this man?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's Bob Barker. He's saying it's our show.
He's the man.
We have had an ongoing discussion for years about hearing. If you don't like it, change the station. All it means to me is one a-hole from Sacramento has dropped off from our listening audience.
If you know your ABCs, then see you later.
I know, but can you guys hear with your hearing tests? Can you guys hear the click?
Can you hear the dial tone?
Yeah, but you know, here's the deal, sir. We are not broadcasting the hearing test. I was talking while Don was getting his test. He's going to talk while I'm getting mine.
I just felt like arguing with the guy. Hi, Joey.
Yeah, Don. Joe hung up on me 4 times before this bit because he wouldn't let me through. I had to tell him.
Right, because the guy knew so much.
Yeah. All right, another one of our great
junior producers. Yes, go, Mike. Right. Start it.
Do I turn this down? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mike's now putting the headphones on. Mm-hmm. The red side goes on the right side of his head, right. And the blue side goes on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, the doctor sends out these tones, Buzz,
right.
And they're like, beep, beep. And as you hear them, mm-hmm. you just like you've seen on TV, you lift up your arm or a finger. Let me see, he's an audiologist. I got frequency in hertz,
mm-hmm.
HZ.
Right.
500, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000. While Mike is having the test, you know, in the interest of keeping this relevant, I think that just Mike and I will have ours done on the air. Everybody else can have theirs done during the commercial. Let me just call home.
Were you surprised at your results from this test?
No.
You knew you had good hearing.
Yeah, I hear stuff all the time.
Don't you think that's amazing, considering how many years you've run your headphones so loudly?
No, I know a lot of guys who run their headphones loudly.
Hello?
Did you hear?
Well, I did. I'm surprised, but I'm happy for you, baby.
Huh. Once again, I prove you wrong.
No, I always
thought
you had a hearing problem, and I realize now you're just rude. So I'm glad you're healthy.
Wait, because I like running the TV volume loud?
Yeah, I always thought you couldn't hear it.
I told you, I like it loud.
Well, I believe you now.
I like it loud, and perhaps I'm not rude, perhaps you're rude, because, and maybe
because
you
I
need...
Because I went to sleep in my bed.
Yeah. Maybe, baby, maybe you need
I
to have...
I rudely want to go to sleep.
Honey, perhaps you need to have your hearing tested because maybe you're not hearing well enough.
I'm not hearing well. That makes a lot of sense, darling.
Maybe your ears are too sensitive. You're hearing too much.
Okay, now you're making
you know
a
what I mean?
Sense.
Like your ears are
Next
operating.
Time we could get your brain checked.
Okay. Listen, all I know is this is yet another physical deformity that you are sure that I've had. And here it is.
Well, I will not be, I won't be sympathetic when you have it up loud because I know you're Superman in the ear department. And when it's up loud and you don't turn it down low enough, then you
I like it loud. I'm a rocker.
Well, then you will have to go somewhere else and listen to it loud.
I like it loud. Because I'm on the highway to hell. Hell's bells.
He's very happy.
And listen, you should hear this instant message I just got from your son. Dad. Oh, is he at home?
He's right in the room with me.
Dad,
congrats on the hearing test. Stick it to the man, and by the man, I mean mom. That's my boy.
Like father, like son.
That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Hear you perfectly.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't have done that because all your excuses are gone.
Just
your
remember.
Excuses for not hearing me when I tell you something 20 times.
Just remember, I love you.
Your excuses for keeping the television up too loud.
I love you more than life itself, but I will dance on your grave, for I will outlive you. That is a fact. There is a tremendous age difference between us, so I'm already operating at a wonderful handicap. You're 4 years older than me. Yes, you're in better shape than me. You run 5 miles a day. You eat good stuff. You don't smoke cigars. But somehow, I've managed to come this far.
Just through orneriness.
Well, maybe that's it.
That's probably it.
Maybe that's it.
You're
I call it stick-to-itiveness. It sticks to your ribs. Well, honey, you heard it. I am perfectly normal as far as my hearing goes.
I know, but you really have just hurt your case with me. I'm glad to hear that.
So what, you would be happier if the guy said that I had severe hearing loss?
Oh, I'm glad that you're healthy. I also won't cut you any slack from now on in a lot of departments that involve hearing and listening and having the levels be at a pleasant listening when we're in the car.
I like it loud.
Well, you will have to like
I'm a rocker.
Yep, but...
I love it loud.
Well, just going by what you like, I'm not going to give that any slack at all. I thought you were handicapped.
Baby, I believe Mike is done.
Okay.
All right, bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Mike, are you there?
Guess what?
What, Mike?
I have a hearing loss. All right, we're gonna. He said, "I do have a hearing loss."
Wow.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Okay. Stop. Stop your unbridled joy.
Okay, now Mike actually does have a hearing loss. Mike has got a hearing loss.
What? Help me.
Actually appears to be in the higher frequencies. Yes. So now I've not spoken to him about this, and I'm going to tell him what I think his problems are, and we'll see if I'm right. I would tell him that with this kind of hearing loss, I would expect that he finds that he can hear people speaking, but he has trouble understanding what they're saying, especially if it's a woman or a child's voice.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Or he finds he has a lot of trouble when there's a lot of background noise in a restaurant following conversation.
Yeah, for a long time.
There you go. There you go.
What is the
does he get a handicap sticker for his car now?
Now, wait a minute. Now I'm serious. Now everybody quiet. I'm nervous now.
Now we're talking about his health. He's worried.
Yeah. What's that?
Would it cause headaches?
That's the brain tumor, Charlie.
Yeah, no, not in and of itself. Maybe when you're trying to listen real hard.
Do I have to remove the ear? Now, here's the deal. Now, what are you, is this the type of thing that is degenerative that will get progressively worse, or what do I have to do about it?
Well, with this much of a test, it's impossible for me to tell you exactly what's caused it. What you should probably do about it is
follow-up test.
Spend your time to find an audiologist myself.
There you go.
Have it looked at more thoroughly.
That's how they
this get. Could be... age, although unlikely it's your stage of life. More than likely, it's probably noise exposure, considering your history. You played in a band or still do?
Right.
Mike probably needs a hearing aid.
That's your most likely culprit here is noise exposure. And that in and of itself won't get worse, except if you're around additional loud noise, it will worsen, certainly.
No shame in a hearing aid.
So I would probably, like the guy said that called, I probably should, like, when I'm exposed to it, I should maybe turn my headphones down and also use earplugs.
What about miracle ear?
Miracle ear. Will I ever need a hearing aid, doctor?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. If I did, I've left it home. More than likely, you know, you're starting with a deficiency at this age. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
No, I'm 43. Excuse me.
All right,
43.
You'll be 43.
I'm 43.
You'll be 44.
Okay, assuming that at 43, you're still going to be around some additional loud noise, and you get hearing loss due to aging, I would say a hearing aid is probably in the cards somewhere down the road.
Oh, no. Thank you, doctor. I'm leaving now.
Thank you. Thank you.
One
much.
More question.
Well, yes.
Come on in, Mike.
See you after the show, obviously.
Come on in, Mike.
Yourself.
Come on back, Mike.
They make hearing aids that accentuate the high end, that is the part that he's missing.
Come on in, buddy.
So that would solve his problem,
hey,
probably.
Good news, though. You can put your hearing aid right by your oxygen.
Hey, congratulations. I'm glad that your hearing is perfect.
So, Charlie, now you saw Don take the test, and I was curious because really, at a certain point when he went up in those high frequencies, I really felt like, you know, I might have heard something, but I didn't want to put my finger up because I really didn't.
Right.
And was so did I miss a lot of them?
I wasn't watching.
Because, I mean, it was almost like he was doing it on a rhythmic type of pattern where he was doing a rhythmic. And I'm turning my headphones down.
I was more interested in how you two would react once he went to write something down, because there was that long gap there of no tones.
I couldn't tell.
Right. Neither of you reacted to it, so.
So the test kind of looks similar, but he said, yeah. I do have some. And I, you know, when he talks about hearing kids, I've met you, so F you.
Give me the
F here. You.
Hey, you laugh.
Rhino boy, Mr. Bull. Mr. Bull with one kidney outliving me by 20 years. I know I'm more frail.
Perfect hearing.
Perfect hearing.
Perfect hearing.
No hearing loss whatsoever, even though you've been cranking him. It makes me really think about how I'm going to go about. He said, "Don't be exposed to loud noises anymore."
Are you going to have to give up the band?
No, I won't do that. But I mean, you know, a lot of guys really—they sell them in every music store. They sell plugs.
Right. Omera of a lesser god.
Oh God, of course. You know what? I'm really—it's very depressing.
We're going to break, and when we come back,
there's one thing more for our listeners to give me S about.
During the commercials, I don't see why Rob, Buzz, Charlie, Lisa, and Joe can't all take the test.
Okay.
And they're all going to be perfect, and I'll be the only one on the call.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, shut up.
Get it? Get it? Shut up, shut up.
Shut up.
I know you can hear me.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, just had the hearing test. How are your results?
Not as good as yours, but better than Mike's. I have a little bit of a high-end hearing loss that he said was about normal and about the same as what he has with the doctor.
Oh, a few three guys, I got the best hearing
so far. Yes, you do.
That's too funny.
You didn't expect that going in,
no,
did you?
No, that's like God playing a joke.
I expected going in that I would have a problem, because based on the fact of the way that the kids, you know, and stuff, and in restaurants, which has really been, I mean, I'm not kidding you, for about 10 years, I think I've had this. This might be something really that I've had ever since I was little. I think really that I've had this type of thing.
Hello.
In restaurants, I can't hear people.
Don and Mike.
Okay.
How funny is it that the doctor said Mike has trouble hearing small children and women?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was the other thing that he said.
Right.
Oh my! Well, you know, here's the deal: this place where this doctor comes from is the same place where I went to my my doctor when I had a little laryngitis, and they're good folks over there. So I'll know exactly where the office is when I go in tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, I know Mike was serious about this during the break. As we went to commercial, Mike went barreling out of here. And I said, hey, let the other guys get their test done first. And Mike said, that's real. He said, I'm talking to the doctor first.
Goddamn right. I mean, I'm concerned. I'm seriously, you know, this is like one of your superficial little tests, and they got to go a little further with it now.
Mm-hmm. Hope you got 5 years in you, Mike. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Here we go.
Hey, Mike, we don't have to make fun about your hearing. We got plenty of other stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, he's right.
I'm not going to disagree.
I'm not going to disagree. Yaffer.
All right, guys, I'm out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Now, here's Pat from a bar in New Jersey.
Hello, yes. Pat.
How's it going, Don? How's it going, Mike?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks, Pat.
Mike, not only is your hearing going, what about your memory? How's Rob's gift status?
Hold on a second.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean, I thought we talked about that.
Pat, you have been a bad listener. You have not listened to the entire show.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't listen to it fully at work.
And Rob, you can share with the listening audience the fabulous gift that I purchased for you for your birthday.
It is fantastic. It is a professional-grade wearing deep-fat fryer. America, stand back and watch the pounds fall off.
That's right. That's right.
Stainless steel,
wonderful. I know Rob's gift for Mike's birthday.
Yeah, a miracle ear. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw that. Was a pretty obvious comedy riff there.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just got a question for Mike.
Yes. Yes, lay it on
me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, honey. And you have one of those high voices that it's very difficult. But I'll tell you, I had to turn my headphones up a little bit when you got through.
I get it. It's like that guy with the cell thing.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Right.
I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Mike.
Yep, right here.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Hey.
I'm all right. I'm not all that great.
Hey, I got an 80% hearing loss in my left ear, man. Don't let it bug you.
Yeah, I just want to find out, you know, what it is and what I need to do to, and really the most important thing, I guess everybody asks that question when you get a result like that, you want to know, you know, where is it? Is it one of those things going to, and he did answer that, didn't he? He said that it's not anything that's going to be degenerative, I just have to avoid the problems, which are probably loud music.
Let's just do, is this Rob, get, oh no, Rob's not getting the test,
no,
Rob
I
is,
I think Joe's just finishing up.
Joe's finishing up?
Mm-hmm.
Well now, why is Joe going before you, Robbie?
I don't know.
Who the hell made the pecking order on this thing?
I don't know. Here he is to report in, though.
There you go. Here,
hey, you know, here's the deal, though. The doctor and Buzz had, like, a slight problem with it, but you were better than both of them, which means, like, you have better than average hearing? Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Hey, congratulations.
Joe, what are your results
with? Oh, my God.
Come on, Joe.
He is.
Deaf.
I'm looking at the chart.
I've had chronic hearing problems ever since I was a kid.
Drops like a rock.
Hold on. This is not a goof.
Wow.
Come on, you didn't get him to do this as a goof?
No, I'm going to have to go to see a doctor now.
Wow.
Look how bad Joe's is, Mike. Look at the chart. now Mike and Joe are hugging.
It's that damn rock and roll, Mike.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, Joe's a musician also, yeah.
But honestly, when I was a kid, I was in a kid in class who, like, three times the school season, they came and picked out alone to go down to the hearing person, and I mean, I've had tubes in my ears. When I was a kid, I had chronic earaches that would put me out for a week.
Wow.
Okay. Well, those of us with above average hearing,
and of course, I'm a rocker.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel for you. Get out of here,
man. I'm going to get those plugs right away. Too.
Good idea.
What, hair plugs?
No, that's one thing I got. That's one thing I got. I got my hair. Thank God.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Can you hear that liquor bottle calling you?
You're damn right. If you don't think I'm not going to have a cocktail tonight.
What is the guy saying? Can you hear the liquor bottle
calling you? Can you hear that liquor bottle calling you? Well,
hi, fellas.
All right, thank you.
Can hear that.
Bye-bye.
You know, even though my balls are getting summarily busted here, I feel it's being done with love.
Yes, absolutely.
I really do.
We care.
You're taking it better than I would. Of course, I'm
taking it exactly how you would. You would be just like me. You would be laughing at it and making light of it, and then during the breaks, you would be serious as a heart attack as I was.
The clown outside.
Yes.
Crying inside.
I am not as freaked out about it.
Hello.
I'm not as freaked out about it after looking at the chart of Mr. Ardinger, however.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind looking at yours, Buzz, also looking at your chart.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike,
Stop it. Yeah, just cut it out.
Knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
I'm fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, come on.
I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
When you were taking that test,
yeah,
did it almost seem like you could, like, hear ringing?
Yes.
And not...
That, and as a matter of fact, you know, it's very funny that you bring that up. Stop it.
Can you hear the ringing?
I want to... No, keep him on the line, because I want to... Stop.
We may have something in common.
You know, that was the one thing that was consistent, is that I really could hear, like, when he went in the high end, could hear that kind of ringing up, and I couldn't decipher between...
Right, it's like you think it's a phantom ring.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I work around machinery, and we take hearing tests all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be in that booth, and I'll be sitting there with that. We have to push a button every time we hear the sound.
Right.
And I'll be sitting there, and I'm hearing ringing, and I'm like, is that the ring? Is that the ring? And
that's exactly what I went through. You described it perfectly.
Right.
I have perfect hearing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Buddies. Hey, Mike.
That's the dumbest luck in the world, I swear
it
to God.
It is amazing.
Hello? Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, listen. Two words. Workman's comp, baby.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, that's right. Don and Mike, hello.
Years. If I can prove it's been done by the headphones, I'm on Golden Gravy Street.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm not calling to bust Mike out. I think you're like the guy who ran the wrong way with the touchdown. Because Frieda was going to let you slide on all these things. But now every time you say, oh, I don't remember what you said because I didn't hear you, she's going to bust your chops.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to my attention. I appreciate that.
She already said that.
Thank ye. That's exactly what my ball and chain said.
Ye.
Thank
you. Oh, my God.
And here is Rob Spiewak with, hold on, hotline is ringing first. Oh, somebody else picked it up. Yeah, Robbie.
We're about tied, he said.
Shocker. Shocker.
Doctor. Someone called for a doctor?
Of course.
Hey, let's
of course, Bruce.
There how close are we, friend?
We should line up all the charts just to see how
he
they
said
compare.
Yours is a little more scattered, but all in all, we're about tied. Darling.
There's a little something.
What did he mean by scattered?
The little spots, the little marks. Hold on, my son is on the hotline. Hey, Barty.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Grandma told me to tell Uncle Mike he can have Grandpa's old hearing aid.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's
you
so
tell
nice.
Big Frida thank you, Bart.
Okay.
That was a sweet thing to do. And, once again, I know my job's getting busted, but it's out of love.
Yes,
right.
Thank you.
I love you, bud. I'll see you.
Okay.
I wear
right.
none
Bye-bye.
Prouder than that
Bye.
One.
Bye. Bye-bye. See you later. Isn't that something, Rob?
Yeah,
you and me, almost identical tests.
Oh, F you.
Someone called for a doctor?
You know, like everything we have ever done, it is a competition.
Yep. Well, it was a competition. Maybe on this one because it was one I was sure I was going to lose.
Yeah,
right.
It was. It's like the Jets winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, you can just give me a little sympathy here. You know, he's talking about hearing loss. You know?
I realize, Mike, and I'm thinking of two things: ratings bonanza. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Where
hey,
really,
Don.
I tweak it up and do the Rush Limbaugh thing.
Yeah. Hello,
Don.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
I now know where you can get your handicap pass from.
Well, hold on. Are you talking to me or to Mike?
I'm talking to Don. You because. You ask, you want, who was it, the postman? Or someone called in and said that they could get you a handicap parking permit.
When was this?
A couple weeks back.
All right.
But just in a joking fashion, you know, being that Mike is technically handicapped right now in a different kind of way, not physically, but...
In a joking fashion?
I get jokes.
Hey!
I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, any chance the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. slot could be available for your contest?
That slot is currently ably held by fake newsman Bill O'Reilly, but again, I get jokes.
Mm-hmm. Even Liddy was better.
Thank you, my friend. I get jokes. Wow. Mm-hmm. You're as subtle as Joe's results. I get it.
I tell you, I'll be saying what say you a lot more often.
Hello, Tom and Mike show.
Mike.
Stop it. Stop it. Now, I'm not going to take any more calls like this.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Mike, can you hear me now?
Yes, everybody please. Stop with the same joke.
Yes,
I mean, it truly was funny the first time.
It's repetitive, like the tones were.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't feel bad at all, actually.
Why?
You talk pretty good for a deaf person.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
all
that.
All right. Enough. What's happening in the room?
Could be worse. It could be Joe. Thank God I have at least one person to say that about.
Who's taking the test? Buzz, will you open the door and see who's taking the test? Do it quietly.
Be very quiet.
Be very quiet. Who's doing it now? Who's doing it?
It's Charlie Broyhill.
It's Charlie.
Charlie's taking the test right now.
Who cares about him?
Did Joe have bad results?
Because
I was getting my hair my testing on his
Joe's worse than Mike's.
Joe's...
City bar.
He said he's had problems from the beginning.
You know, it'd be great is you two could do the miracle worker together.
is the girl for the website here?
Yeah.
All right, well, then we'll break and we'll bring her in.
What?
We will shut up.
Did you have your son?
I'm doing mine next. You know, Charlie and I were back here.
Oh, man, I can hear that.
What?
Nothing.
Charlie and I were talking, and we always wondered why I just Joe...
That's when I turn my headphones off. You know, for somebody who has hearing, is that extraordinarily loud?
To me?
Yeah.
Do I have a loud voice?
Yeah.
Is that coming through?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I just thought Joe was really stupid or he was just...
I think people without radios are hearing you right now. What, Lisa?
I just thought Joe was either really stupid or just refused to take orders from authority or something. Just always wondered
Joe.
Why... Like, I would always say, Joe, didn't you hear me ask for this, that, or the other thing? And it's really because he's deaf.
Okay.
I can't rouse him for being stupid anymore.
Okay, bye-bye.
Disability.
We are such a sensitive group.
Bye-bye.
And Charlie has just come in with his results.
And Charles Broyhill?
You're going to hate it.
Really?
I have the best hearing of the group so far. But you knew that would be the case.
Yeah. Well, being the fact that you are a superior...
compared to everybody of the group.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I can live with that.
Hey, Buzz, bring yours in here.
All right, I will.
Just for a second.
You want to look at the way everybody's dots are configured?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you think that Buzz might...
yeah, that's interesting.
Might not be 100% on the up and up?
I just want to see how close I am to everybody.
I expected Charlie's hearing to be a little bit better. That's tuned from years in the jungle and trying to avoid prey.
All right, Mike, you are now comparing yours to...
Yeah, Buzz was pretty accurate with that. You know, pretty accurate. What are the... I don't understand what the O's and X's mean.
X is the right ear, and O is...
Oh, okay. All right.
So there you go. That's mine, Buzz. We're all comparing notes now.
Very nice.
Here comes Joe.
Let's see. Yeah, let me see.
Joe, I will tell you, while he said I have some hearing loss, it is not laughably.
Let me see yours, Joe.
All right.
I saw mine.
Just hold yours up. You know, I feel sorry for you, Joe. I'm not going to pick on you because I'm in the same... Well, no, I'm not.
Joe's not getting any younger.
There's mine.
Okay, yours is funny, Mike.
See, that's why when I produce things in the production studios, I only use the meters and they come out correctly. If I use my ears, they come out all heavy on the left side.
Oh, really?
Joe.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, Joe.
The meters go by, Mike.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Wow.
That's why I do all my cart labels in Braille.
Man. All right, we got a break. When we come back, a girl who sent us some pseudo-topless photos of herself said she would do anything to have us promote her website.
Wow.
You okay with that, Mike?
With what?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
The Don and Mike Show.
The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me mention, tomorrow on the show, Leah Schwartz... Expert.
Oh.
All right. The husband's dead. She's been here before.
She is always a very nice guest, and we're looking forward to having her.
She's a sexpert.
So she's a sexpert that will give you the in and outs of the bedroom, so to speak, part in the pun.
Also, we'll check in on Letterman. You know, he's still not on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys watched last night with Whoopi Goldberg, but... Made me wish that Bruce Willis was back hosting the show.
And I'm not sure what Elvis Costello is going to be able to do. I
didn't even know. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a host.
Thing, yeah.
He's a host later this week.
And, of course, the aforementioned guy that we were arguing about, Will Ferrell. And I do hope that Will Ferrell brings some of his antics to the host.
He'll have some bits.
Yeah. I hope so.
I think the deal is those writers, like we've been discussing, I guess, just don't write for the guest host.
And, of course, Vince Vaughn, I think we're all in agreement. We're looking forward to seeing him host.
He's a funny guy, but anyway, it's awful with Whoopi Goldberg. Tomorrow on the show, we'll get that satellite going at the Letterman home up in Indianapolis, where Dave's in the bathtub. Also, the return of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Oh, and, my.
alert, alert, on Friday, we'll finally have the chance to talk to, and not Mike doing an impression, the real Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, because after that show went off the air, you haven't heard anything about what's going on.
So anyway, they just booked Evan Marriott for the show. They just booked Evan Marriott.
Oh, I get you.
I just canceled a booking, and I'm sorry for anyone who was waiting to hear this lady, Jolene, who wrote us a letter to say that she would do anything to get on the air to promote her website, and showed up with a couple of her skank friends.
Uh-huh.
20 seconds, literally... 20 seconds before we went on the air, Broyhill came in and said, oh, yeah, she was on another morning show a couple of weeks ago.
And, you know, that's our little thing there. You know, we like to be first.
You know, I mean, I don't mind taking sloppy seconds if it's, like, a national celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just some local skank who wants to, you know, get on the radio to promote a website, honey, I got news for you. You picked the wrong show.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we really do have a wealth of material when it comes to that area of entertainment.
And not to mention, we have a lot more people listening to this show, not only locally, but nationally.
Yeah, and you know, in fairness to them, they might not have known. They know now, and that's just the way we play it. Yeah.
So anyway, we just told them to leave.
We really found out seconds before.
Wow.
Right, I mean, 15 seconds. We're coming back on the air and playing the jingle, getting ready to play the thing. This is the Don and Mike show, and Charlie says, oh, she was on the morning show 2 weeks ago.
That would just, I'm not telling anybody how to do their job. That would be a question that might be right up front.
Well, you know, they probably didn't even think of it to ask.
Yeah.
They probably didn't think.
You're right.
She writes this letter, blah, 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 blah. My idea is to show the world women can be sexier over 30, and then it goes on and on. But anyway, I wipe my ass with it now. So,
here we go.
That's it.
I got bigger things on my mind.
There you go. Yeah, we're talking about Mike's deformity now.
My defect.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I got two things. Mike.
Yep.
You gotta wear your earplugs when you play, man. You gotta.
Well, you know, now that's something I'm gonna pursue, and you know, I think anybody that does that knows that when you do that, you're not hearing everything that you ought to be hearing, and it's tough to do that.
Well, let me give a plug hold on, excuse me, sir. Let me give a plug to the doctor who gave us the hearing test today.
Yeah.
Douglas H.
Breithaupt,
audiology, audiology, hearing aid dispensing. That's what it says on his card.
I know.
Phone 703-573-7606.
And that's for, is it Breithaupt or Breithaupt?
Breithaupt.
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 Anyway. Dr. Breithaupt, yes, you have hearing loss.
Anyway, thank you very much for the test, doctor.
And yeah. I will, you know, speak.
Someone called for a doctor?
Playing with the plugs in. If that's one of the deals that you have to do, I'll do that right away. Because he was kind of indicating that's one of the things. Now, with the headphones, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Now, I was telling you during the break that you like wore those.
But I mean, I don't do the music thing very often. I mean, I do.
And you wore the IMAX headphones for a while, like the kind that you get on an airplane.
Yeah, those were fine.
Yeah, I could not live if I had to wear headphones like that.
When he's talking to me also about the not hearing in restaurants, hearing high frequencies and stuff, and not hearing little kids, that is something for I mean, I've had that for as long as I really can remember.
It's very common.
I'll check it out, and I'll give everyone a progress report.
Anyway, all right. Anything else? Yes.
The other thing is, Don.
Yeah.
All wives think their husbands are deaf, man.
Well, now my wife knows that I'm not.
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah, right now she does. But I think every guy in the world, his wife says, you need to get your hearing checked because, you know, they yammer at you all day long.
Right. Well, well, I just did. And mine is pretty goddamn good.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Was someone speaking there, Don?
No, not right. Now they are, Mike.
Very good.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You got something in common with Anne Frank now.
Anne Frank?
Yeah, you're deaf.
Anne Frank?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Listen. Anne Frank. Hold on. Why don't you explain that one to us, sir?
Hello, my name is Mike.
He's having a great time with this.
I'm completely lost.
As you should be, really.
No. Even I get this.
Yeah, no, I know. But there's a reason Mike's not getting it, and that's understandable.
Anne Frank.
Because he can't hear it.
Anne Frank.
Correct.
What? Somebody explain it to me, goddammit. Just tell him, Buzz.
Anne Frank kept a diary during the Nazi era.
Right, I'm aware of Anne Frank and the diary of Anne Frank.
She was not deaf, idiot caller. You're thinking of Helen Keller. Idiot caller.
Yes.
And Annie was the lady. Well, I knew that.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course
I knew
you
that,
did.
But it was so stupid.
Okay,
exactly.
Well, that's why
I really gave the caller a little more credit.
Oh,
and then
don't
you guys
do
go into this little thing. I get it. Well, yes, he is stupid. Yeah. I was just wondering were looking at each other like maybe there was some joke I wasn't getting.
You know what it's like? It's like.
And this is all because of my hearing test that you just treated me differently.
No.
You two just discriminated against me.
No, I was saying it was
not. It was a layup. We were doing either Buzz or I could have taken the shot.
You just favored me. You just did. Both of you just did that. Did you see?
We just did.
We did favor
you. It's all different now. It's all different now. I knew the caller was. I mean, I thought maybe the caller had some highbrow thing that we were all missing, but it was just an idiot. And the lady, it was Annie Sullivan, who was the teacher
right.
of yeah. Helen Keller. And, of course, they were both plays on Broadway, The Diary of Anne Frank and The Miracle Worker, a play that I did when I was in college when I played Captain Keller, Helen Keller's father. And maybe it's all coming back to bite me in the ass now.
Now you can understand how funny it was and why we wanted to help the crippled guy
get
one over on the caller.
Jumping in, usually. Mm. Now, usually the way we play that is when we get a call, I don't get it.
But are you talking about Anne, the lady from... So anyway, well, let's move on.
We were just trying to help out.
You're favoring me is what you were doing, and it just completely slowed the show down.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Things will never be the same.
Rob, you're right.
See, you heard him say that.
I have a mark.
I did hear him say that.
You heard.
I did hear him. I heard everything, Buzz. I heard the caller, too.
I know you did.
God damn it. And listen, you're not far away from me. I saw your chart.
Not at my show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey.
Hey, got a fix for your OnStar problem that you had the other day. Just open your door next time. It shuts all your electronics down.
I did open the door and shut the door, and the OnStar continued.
Yeah, OnStar will not be shut down by opening your door because OnStar is wired directly into the battery in case of an accident.
Okay, so next time just jump out and take the battery out of the car.
There you go. That's
all
the solution.
Thank you, my friend. Listen, being as we just canceled that other guest, and I see that we do have time, and as long as we're on the topic, let me see if I can find... We're going to play the medical information game.
All right.
Let me find if I can... Let me see if I can find healing. Oh, here we go. So, let me explain to you how you play the game. First, you call this number.
Then you do the hokey pokey and you shake it all about.
What you do is you pick a number at random. I'll give you
a number. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Okay, now.
If you would like to continue this message in English,
press 1.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
No, I don't want to.
To reach our Health Information Library, press 1 now. Welcome to Inova Health's Health Information Library.
Here we go, Mike.
This information is intended to increase your awareness and understanding of specific...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Detecting a hearing loss. Hearing loss can range from mild to extreme. Enter your 4-digit time.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Assistive listening devices. Hearing plays an important... Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hearing loss in adults. About 20 to 25 million people in the U.S. have some degree of hearing loss.
I'm one of them.
Enter your 4-digit...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hearing aids. Between 20 and 25 million people...
Are you just
enter your
fun.
4-digit topic...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, no. Premature. That's my problem. I
don't get in there.
Now, the deal is... I got this thing from a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and all of those categories that you just heard, get it that you just heard? detecting a hearing loss, hearing loss in adults, protecting hearing for life, and hearing aids, they all come with a number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way we play this game, and Mike will be playing against Buzz for... Yes, Mike.
Just testing, just making sure you can...
For a listener... On the telephone. And I'll tell you that we have, if you're calling from Seattle, we have tickets to WrestleMania 19, Safeco Field in Seattle on Sunday, March 30.
All right.
Tickets are courtesy of Ticketmaster and WWE. That's if you're calling from Seattle. Calling from D.C. or Baltimore or Philly, we have tickets to Ozfest. Win them before you can buy them. To go see Ozzy along with Korn, Disturbed, Marilyn Manson, Trust Company, and more. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon.
Wow.
Ticketmaster locations and online at cc.com. Why are you making that retarded face? Is it because you're deaf?
Yeah.
So, the deal will be, we'll get you on the phone and let's say, I'll say, who would you like to play for?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, or who do you want playing for you? Buzz or Mike? Then, I give each of them a 4-digit code. For instance, 4681 is assistive listening and alerting devices. 4766 is premature ejaculation.
What was premature ejaculation?
4766. I won't be using it during the game. I'm using it just to show you. So I'll say to these guys, I'll throw out two numbers. One of them that I think is funny and the other one that's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do is pick the right number and build upon the previous one. Listen, never mind.
Each category has to be funnier than the one.
I don't know why I'm explaining this, because...
Well, it's for the new people that might not have... Yeah. And if the next one you pick isn't funnier than the first one you pick, then you're
Then you're out of the game. But if you get three in a row...
In ascending order, you're the winner.
Then you're a winner. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, the first one, no matter what, if it's hangnail, you're in.
Right.
If it's something funnier than a hangnail, you continue. And then if the third one is funnier than hangnail... Then that's 1, 2, 3, and you win, and the person on the telephone wins.
It's that easy.
So if you'd like Buzz or the deaf guy to play for you, call now at 877-365-3636. And again, from Seattle, if you call from Seattle on the Buzz, you're going to win WrestleMania tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else gets OzFest tickets. Win them before you can buy them.
That's good news, Don.
Sure is, Mike.
It sure is.
Sure, see, you can hear everything.
I can hear everything for now.
For now. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard, and I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. You know, there is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to... You're gone. Don't call me again.
The Don and Mike Show.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so I think we've set up this medical information thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get someone to play for each of you guys. First, let's see, here is Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Where are you from, my friend?
I am from Seattle.
That means if the guy you select wins, you get tickets
to WrestleMania.
Tickets for WrestleMania at Safeco Field in Seattle, Sunday, March 30.
Perfect.
Our tickets are available through Ticketmaster locations. The yours there. Ours are courtesy WWE. Who would you like to play the game for you? Mike?
My man is Buzz.
Buzz.
Of course.
Yes.
That's the way it's going for me today.
Hold on. Ass. Second. Hold on. Hello.
It's a whole different story.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Guy from Philadelphia.
All right, now, Guy.
Who are you going to pick, Guy?
I guess I'm going to have to pick Mike.
No, I'm not. We're going to take somebody else besides Guy.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Chubby from Fredericksburg.
Chubby,
how are you?
Who was your first choice, Mike or Buzz?
I was going to go with the Mike.
There you go. All right, I'll play with you.
My friend, if Mike wins...
I heard a butt, Chubby. What is the butt?
Well, you know what? I'll take the Mike. I like the Mike. I'm sticking by the Mike.
Chubby, you got a chance to win there. You had a chance to get the tickets, but now it's gone!
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Robin.
Robin, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
And was Mike your first choice?
Of course.
That's wonderful.
I'm so excited.
Mike will be playing for you for the OzFest tickets.
All right, come on, Mike.
All right, I'm going to do my very best, honey.
Win them before you can buy them, OzFest 2003. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Now, as I put them on hold, we're going to go right to the medical information line.
Mike's looking at me. Good luck, Buzz.
Good luck, Mike.
Really hope you do well on this one.
I know you do.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the support.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
I got to get
this. If you would like to continue this message in English,
now this is a step-by-step process.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
Well, you get to
reach our Health Information Library. Press 1 now. Welcome to Innova Health Sources Health Information Library.
Okay.
This information.
Buzz.
Yes.
Please choose between 5151 and 5131.
I'll take 5131.
Supportive care for progressive dementia. Dementia is the loss of memory, loss of ability to concentrate.
Dementia. is your starting point.
That's my base.
So your next one has to be funnier than dementia.
Right.
Emotional and personality changes.
Your choices are...
A person loses more and more mental abilities over a period of time.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's disease can produce...
5136.
...can be a symptom of several diseases.
5133.
...is not found.
Let's go with 5136.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Power of a positive attitude. How we handle stress depends upon our attitude. Attitude can also affect the way stress
Nothing
handles
funny
us.
About that.
All right, now Buzz.
Optimists are able to cope more.
Yours must be funnier than
dementia.
This is their chances of developing.
Okay, here are your two choices.
All right.
6770. Six, seven, seven, five.
I'll take 6770, please.
Or allow the... Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Spouse abuse. Spouse abuse happens in all kinds of relationships.
Spouse abuse.
Now, if you're going by the societal norm,
I would have to say that's a loser.
Yeah.
Let me do show you, though, Buzz.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one guy in here smiling.
Yeah, to him that was funny.
Let me show you what I had at 6.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
6, 7, 7, 5.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm.
Transvestism.
Ah, yes. That would have been better.
Dressing up in clothes
now,
associated with
if Mike
gender.
Continues here, mm-hmm. he'll beat you. But if Mike loses, then the game will simply continue.
Right. I disagree.
I know you do.
You disagree rather passionately.
I do. We'll discuss in the break.
All right, Mike.
Known as cross-dressing.
Here are your choices.
Some homosexual men dress in drag for fun. Some men with a gender identity disorder dress.
Mike, your choices are.
As women.
4730
men who do not wish to be mistaken
or 4727.
Transvestites are aroused by wearing women's clothing. This is considered to be a psychological
4727.
Only when the man meets the following.
Enter your 4-digit topic number,
has
please.
Has to be funnier than a positive attitude.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Ringworm.
Yeah!
Ringworm.
Good job.
Is a skin infection that is caused by a fungus. Ringworm gets its name from the raised circular pattern that the infection...
Can I go for the trifecta?
The other one you were playing for was tuberculosis.
Ah, not funny.
Flat.
All
right,
red. Now.
Now she's won already, right? Because I
no, you got to get three in a row.
Oh, I thought it was like, but he's already out of the competition.
You got to get three, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Encrusted.
All right, your choice
got to be funnier than ringworm. That's tough.
Scalp. Ringworm starts as a small pimple that grows larger and creates patches of dry, bald skin. The hair can become brittle and break off.
Hair.
Your choices are...
If the nail bed...
4336...
thick and brittle, or it
can
be powdery.
4416...
Ringworm causes dry, cracked skin, most often between the toes. The groin. This red, itchy
rash... Let's
go
with 4416.
...skin folds... Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hemorrhoids.
Yes!
That's how it's done.
And
good job, Mike.
Yeah!
Around the anus.
Yeah!
That's how it's
they
played.
Are annoying and sometimes
yeah,
a painful
talk to that
problem.
Guy to pick Buzz.
Complications from hemorrhoids.
That's
are
how you play the game
that's
now.
Right.
Mike, can you re, recap your three categories, please.
Yes, I picked 4416, which was hemorrhoids. And I started out, Don, with 5136, which was a positive attitude. It was a beautiful little ascension there, and very good on your selections there. I went to 4727, your ringworm, and I capped it off with 4416, one of the classics, hemorrhoids, which really not a lot funnier than hemorrhoids.
Now let's go to Robin in Philadelphia.
Mike, you rock!
Hey, baby. That's right.
You are awesome.
Thank you, baby.
Congratulations.
My pleasure.
You're going to Ozfest. Win tickets before you can buy them. Ozfest, Ozzy, Korn, Disturbed, Marilyn Manson.
Repeatedly.
Oh, you can't. There you go. Can you hear us now? Yeah, hi.
Yes. Oh, my God. Mike rock.
There you go. Thank you, baby.
You are awesome.
I needed one in the win column today.
Yes. Enjoy Ozfest. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
And let's let the guy in Seattle down easy.
Yeah, due to blood loss.
Sorry, Mike.
Well, you backed the wrong horse, Mike.
I certainly did.
Yes, you did, Mike. I guess you've learned a valuable lesson today.
Well, my condolences on the hearing.
Yes, yes, yes. Throw that dig in at me, ass.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care, Mike.
Let's try this one more time. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hi there.
Now, Jeff, you're from Spokane.
And relieve symptoms.
Do you want to play for the WrestleMania tickets in Seattle?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. And who do you select, Mike or Buzz?
Mike's got the hot hand.
Thank you, babe. All right, here we go.
During a bowel movement, increase fluid intake. Increase the
I don't know if lightning can strike twice.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Frank. It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. You want to play with Buzz? You want Buzz to play for you?
I always care for the underdog,
though,
readily.
That's good. You know, whoever wins, I'm like the last competition. I want to win, of course.
Pain, yeah.
So again, Mike will be playing for the person in the state of Washington for WrestleMania tickets. Mm-hmm. Buzz is playing for you. You're from Maryland. And you'll be playing for Ozfest tickets. Good luck. Hold on.
Topical anesthesia.
Here we go.
Make an incision over the clot and remove the clot.
Guys.
It's almost always
Buzz.
Immediate relief.
To begin,
medical
choose between 7758 or 7739.
I'll take 7758 to start.
Enter your 4-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Sleeplessness. Kids often do not like
it's a good starter.
It's a good base.
Bedtime resistance emerges.
That's a good one.
We can build from that.
All right, Mike.
Yes.
Here's where you start.
And a sleeplessness that
I got a whole book here.
These include.
Okay. 7433.
Strange noises.
Or 7439.
7433.
Illness. Enter your 4-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Fitness should be fun. Having fun is the key to sticking with any exercise program.
All right.
Some of it is
base.
Fun.
All right, fitness.
You both have good starting points.
Yes.
Patient. All right, Buzzy.
Are the
yes.
keys to keeping workouts fun.
For Rebecca.
Here are your choices.
Dropouts push too hard and too fast to get themselves in shape.
Your choices are...
Impatience and shortcuts...
4371
achieve weight loss
or 4379.
I think I'll go with 4379, please.
In your daily life.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Which toothbrush is right? Many facts.
I'm sorry. Not funnier than sleeplessness.
And let me just show you, Buzz. The other one you select, you could have selected was?
Yes.
The number was?
Yes. It was 4371.
Enter your 4-digit topic.
4371.
Oh,
welcome to the Health Information Library. Bad breath. Bad breath.
I had a better one for you.
Not my day. Not my day. I've wanted this before, but not today.
All right, Mike.
Hey, I'm trying a little harder today, Buzz. You can understand.
I do understand.
You're building on what, Mike?
I'm building on fitness, Don, 7433.
All right, here are your choices.
Other causes of bad breath include...
4373.
4336. A decrease in the flow of saliva in your...
Let's go with 4373.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Choosing a dentist. Dentists are trained...
Not funnier than fitness.
Ouch. I'm sorry.
What was the other one?
Hold on. What was the number again?
4336.
Oh, it's timely.
Four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Shingles.
Oh, there you
Letterman.
Go.
Wow. All right, it's time for a playoff.
Very good.
Caused mm-hmm. by the same virus that caused.
I'm going to select two of them here. Both of them are good.
Inactive,
but there's one that is much funnier than the other.
Years later, it may emerge.
You want to flip a coin as to who goes first?
Yep,
or?
Absolutely. Heads or tails, Buzz?
Heads.
Call it in the air.
Heads it is. Buzz goes first.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Do you want
illness, medications, or stress can
boy,
make
oh
the virus active again? Older adults
five,
with
four,
weak immune systems,
1, 7,
shingles are not
or
among people with normal immune systems. Early
six,
symptoms,
four,
sensations
six,
of burning,
four,
tingling, or itching.
I'll take 5, 4, 1, 7.
Reaches
please.
The skin. Enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Come on.
Rectal polyps.
Mm. Okay.
Ah, pretty damn funny.
Now, Mike's has to be funnier than rectal polyps. Mike?
Although they are not cancerous,
boy.
They have the potential to become cancer.
Boy, that's tough
this
to beat.
Polyps should be removed, and the entire colon has more polyps.
All right, Mike, your choices are.
Okay.
There are a few inherited conditions in which many polyps appear at an early age.
7, 7, 3, 1.
Always develops. So the standard treatment
or
is to remove the entire colon.
5, 4, 1, 3. 1%
of all colon and rectal cancers.
This is, you know, he's throwing me a wild card here because he's got the category.
Who have no other symptoms.
I'm going to go with 5, 4, 1, 3.
Anemia may
enter your four-digit topic.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Laxative abuse. Laxative abuse occurs when a patient overuses laxatives in an attempt to have...
What was 7731?
Okay, hold on a
it
second.
It is often... Thank you, and call...
Should have gone with the obvious. He was throwing me a softball there.
It just...
Oh, no.
What was 7731?
Feet. What's normal for children?
Neither one.
You didn't think... I thought feet was normal.
I demand a recount.
All right, hold on. I do it very quickly.
And you've been a masterful quizmaster up until that point. Neither feet or laxatives can possibly beat rectal polyps.
All right, here are your choices.
Welcome to the Health Information
Office. One in English.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
I know in some quarters.
Health Information Library. Press 1 now.
All right,
Mike. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
5, 4,
this information is intended to...
0, 0.
Understanding of specific health issues...
6, 1, 4, 0.
...used for diagnosis or as a substitute for health care by your physician.
Let's go with 5, 4, 0, 0.
You know the number of the top...
Going to be a winner.
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. I've missed your... Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Anal fissure. And
fissures are funny.
I was going on memory, yeah. Man. Yeah. I really was.
That works.
Leave the body.
And let me just show you. What was the other one that I had?
The other one was 6140.
Enter your four.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Heart transplant.
Not funnier than rectal polyps. I mean, it was an either or thing.
And that means the winner of this game, this round, was...
The guy from Washington.
A very serious operation.
Do you remember his name?
I do not remember his name, because when we went to him...
Heart is likely...
That's how we were referring to him.
I don't remember who... No, I think... hold on, here he is.
Heart is replaced.
Mike, actually, I think...
Heart from a donor.
Didn't you have the guy from Spokane playing for you?
Yeah, the guy from Washington.
I thought you meant Washington, D.C. Jeff!
Yes.
Jeff, congratulations.
Way to go, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Omera.
Deaf Mike has just won you a pair of tickets to WrestleMania at Safeco Field.
It's going to be a great road trip.
In Seattle on Sunday, March 30. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. Our tickets are courtesy of the WWE. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And who's playing?
And Rebecca. Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Rebecca, I'm so sorry.
Rebecca, there.
That's okay, Buzz.
Is there any way I can make it up to
there
you?
There are no losers, Rebecca.
That's okay, guys.
You're going to get absolutely nothing.
Oh!
Now, Rebecca, we'll give you a Papa John's pizza.
Yum!
Okay, I don't eat pizza, but that's fine.
You don't eat pizza?
Okay, bye-bye.
No.
Goodbye, then. You'll get nothing and you'll like it. And that's how we play.
That went well.
The medical information line game.
Man, and you know, if you were keeping track, there were rectal fissures, anal fissures,
right,
rectal polyps, premature ejaculation, ringworm, bad breath, spousal abuse, and transvestism.
Diseases are fun.
Oh, man, we had a lot of good ones.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
oh, man,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
It's me.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz. What's the lead today?
Today, Robert Blake may be done in by a bucket of vomit.
I should have flushed it down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of that tune.
That is the name of that tune. It was the bird that threw up all over the place.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
How's that?
Come on, Mike.
Not professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time now for Buzz's new show. Buzz brought to you by Sierra Max.
My name is what?
Sierra Max.
My name is
Sexual Pleasure. Performance Enhancer.
My name is
Doctor.
My name is
Developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested Duramax works.
My name is.
Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Duramax. 1-888-TRY. VMAX.
Hi, kids.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, the night Robert Blake and his wife were at Vitello's restaurant in Los Angeles, he had the spinach pasta. Angel hair, no garlic, just a little olive oil, and a side of fresh tomato sauce. That's the testimony of a detective who says that when Blake returned to the restaurant later that night, alone, he looked pale and asked for a doctor. And, says the detective, that's when a waitress...
Someone called for a doctor?
A waitress discovered a trash pail containing vomit. And the detective says the waitress tells him there appeared to be spinach in the vomit. If DNA testing says that the vomit was from Robert Blake, then he has some explaining to do. He told police he merely went into the restaurant to get his gun on that second trip. Restaurant workers say he didn't ask about a gun.
Man, I blew her brains out and then I had to go vomit. It made me puke my guts out, I'll tell you right now.
Was there spinach in your vomit?
There was a ton of spinach and tomato sauce and just a tiny bit of angel hair pasta.
A little blood.
Man, I tell you. And a fetter. A tiny little pigeon fetter.
Yeah.
I don't know how I sucked that into my pasta, but that's what happened there. Actually... The fetter was because I used it to make myself vomit.
What is it you say about that place that you'd...
Vitello's. It's that restaurant I like so bad. I love that place.
You like it so bad.
Oh, yeah. Man. We used to go there all the time. Man, they've taken away my life.
Mm-hmm.
What more can they take away from me? I just want to get out on the street, get out of this pumpkin suit, and go to that restaurant I like so bad.
They've killed you already.
They've killed me already. It don't matter. Vomit, schmomit.
Oh my, all is not sweetness and light on the set of the CBS sitcom King of Queens. The Star tabloid says Kevin James and Leah Remini are engaged in a battle royale. The article uses the word nasty, and it quotes a source saying, they spend all their time trying to outdo each other. They count each other's lines. If one has more dialogue or better scenes, they run to the producers and complain. Leah whines that all her lines are just setups for Kevin jokes. The source says that once the show became a hit, the situation rapidly deteriorated into a battle for control.
I've never heard or seen anything like that happening.
You know, in fairness to her, has she not always deferred to him on this show?
Yes.
I mean, Don, I'm really being...
Mike, and I'm being honest, too. On this show,
uh-huh.
Yes, she has.
Right. The quote continues, everyone's convinced things are headed for a major meltdown. What the source and the story didn't say is that Kevin is one of the producers as well as the star of the show. He's the king of Queens.
Right. See you in Toledo.
Were you up one time at her house counting lines with her?
Oh.
You and Angela. 37, Leah. Damn it.
No comment. You know what? Never mind. She still is a friend. I did see a tantrum.
You did.
One time.
Yeah, she's high strung.
I don't know if it had anything to do with the number of lines of dialogue she had.
Yes.
But I did see a full out, balls out tantrum that had something to do with Kevin. Really? Wow. That's all I know.
Right.
The last time I was out there.
Fascinating.
When she was nice enough to invite me to be a guest star on the...
That was...
You know, with a speaking
star.
Guest star. Guest star.
Guest star.
Guest
star.
Guest. And tonight, guest starring Don Geronimo.
Who passed his hearing test.
Oh! Okay. All right.
The 70s band of The Police reunited for the first time in 18 years last night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Man, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Come
on. They did Roxanne, Every Breath You Take, and Message in a Bottle.
Like, Stuart Copeland makes such a big difference. Like, Sting couldn't sing those songs by himself, and you wouldn't know the freaking difference.
It's just I was a big fan, and it's just fun to see him get back together.
Also inducted last night, The Clash. For them, a reunion impossible with the death of their lead singer. And although Elvis Costello and The Attractions were honored last night, no reunion there either. Bad blood is keeping them apart. Costello walked off stage by flipping the finger after he played with his new band. Neil Young was there with an anti-war message, quoting him, "We're going to kill a lot of people next week. We're making a huge mistake." End quote.
Is it right that St. Patrick's Day is the day?
That's what they're saying. You know, but it's just, man. I mean, you watch, you know, I watched the talk shows all over the weekend, you know, the CBS, the McLaughlin's, the Inside Washington. I mean, this is right and left people are talking about. Hey, what's going on? You know, are we doing the right thing? And, you know, who knows? I mean, I'll support our troops when we go in there. But, man, it just seems to me if we go in without the UN, it's like, what if a country, what would we say if a country went and bombed somebody without the permission of the UN? We'd say they were doing a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any way. I don't see any way around that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Justification for going in and bombing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. regardless, you go mm-hmm. without the
mm-hmm.
UN.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're making I think he's making a terrible mistake.
First, you lose your sense, then you lose your hearing. Mike,
man,
stand by our president.
This, you know, I stand.
Here's the
by,
deal.
I stand by the guys that are going over there. Is what I stand by.
If we go to Iraq and he's got no bad stuff, then I'll be the first to
there
come
was
on.
There's a development today which might. You know, might really swing things. I mean, I don't know if you're going to have that in your news about the drone that they found. It was yesterday or the day before.
Right, that was yesterday.
Where they found the drone that really looks like it's designed to carry chemical weapons. If these inspectors, you know, I mean, there's so many levels of frustration on this whole thing.
Well, the inspectors suck.
They do. I think they do suck.
The inspectors don't tell us or the UN or the U.S. what they found and what they... At first, how can you trust a guy named Hans to begin with?
Hans Blix. The thing that I agree with one of the senators, it was either a Republican or a Democrat, I don't know who senator said, does he pose an imminent threat to the United States? And he has not made the case for that to me. He hasn't made the case that if we let this slide, that all of a sudden we're going to be, you know,
Here's all I'm saying, is if we go over there, and if they look everywhere, and then they go, guess what? He didn't really have anything?
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, F Bush. You know what? F you. You know, lie to me once. Shame on that. The whole thing is... Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to matter. It's not like when we go in with a war that we're going to say, hey, look what we found. We're going to go in. I mean, we're going to war. It's not like we're not going in to produce his weapons. We're going in to change the regime and blow up the country. And you know,
don't you think he's a bad dude?
Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
I think he's one of the worst guys in the world. However, the one thing, I only come down to one thing here. Does he pose, with the way things are right now, is he an imminent threat to the United
here
States?
Is what,
I don't think Bush has made the case
here's
for
what
that.
Bush needs to do. All he needs to do is go on TV one night and say, we found this droid.
Mm-hmm.
He puts this droid, you know, an R2-D2, whatever it was.
I'm going to kill you.
He puts this thing on a plane.
The drone, you mean? You mean the thing, and he can deliver that?
He shoots that at the United States, and I'm telling you, Florida, this is Bush talking now. He was to say, Florida, Louisiana, wherever it is. That's all the dude's got to do.
He doesn't have capability for that. He can't do that. What Bush has said is that there is a chance that he can take some of these weapons that he has and he can sell them to terrorist groups. But I'm saying right now, it's not like the way it was when the Soviet Union had missiles pointing at the United States. They could press a button and it could land in the United States in 10 minutes.
Right.
He doesn't have that capability. And that's where the whole thing is like...
But this is where I line up on it, though, and I get so frustrated that... What if he does sell the stuff to some douchebags who then do use it on us?
Because the fact of the matter is there are hundreds of little guys all over the world that can sell things to the terrorists, and it just seems to me...
But he's a big dealer, though.
We don't know. There's been no evidence presented that he has done or is planning to do that. You know, I think he's a bad guy. I think he kills his own people. But, I mean, it just... I want to see definitive proof that, hey, we're going to go in. Especially if there's even the slightest chance, and I'm sorry, that even 10 Americans are going to die in this conflict. I think, we have a big, compelling reason to do it.
I'm not kidding you when I say this. To stand behind the president, that you've got to know he has people who are telling him the same goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says we should go in and get the guy, Carter or any of them, if they say we got to go in and get the guy, I say okay.
And I just wish, really, that there was more consensus in America, that everybody, that there were more reasons where he came out. It just seems to me, in conflicts past, when we had the whole deal with Kuwait, there wasn't anybody in this country that wasn't, you know, goddamn right. He went over the border. He's the guy that's being the bad guy. We're going in. We're the cavalry. We're coming in. Right now, the guy's just been sitting there. Yeah, he's been doing his crap that he always does, but it hasn't changed for 12 years. Why now,
Bush,
without any kind of...
have something.
But do you agree...
He can't be that stupid that he's just sitting there going... Gee, I really need to go to war with this dude.
I really do believe this planet has gotten smaller and smaller, and if we're sitting there and not paying attention to what some of these people, these international people are saying, especially, and I'm not talking about the French who F us at every turn,
right. And
I'm talking about everybody
crowds.
Else, you know. I'm saying, really, shouldn't we, you know, what is the problem with a little more time? I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about months. What is the deal with that?
Because
if we get justification from the world?
The answer to that is we've given him 12 years.
We've given him 12 years.
And all he does is move stuff around.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that, you know, I really hope that underneath in those subway systems they talk about in Iraq, the subway system that they didn't build for the people, that ended up being for the military that allegedly store all this stuff. I hope it's all there, and if we do go in, that I'm wrong. But right now, man, this scares the crap out of me.
I really
don't want to see guys,
Mike,
you know, 18 to 21-year-old mm-hmm. guys going over, and if they get, if it's just going to...
You're not going to hear the bombs anyway if we get bombed.
Well, no, but I mean, the thing is, I don't want to
see... You're losing your hearing.
I don't want to see Americans
Here's all
die,
I'm
but
saying.
More and as important.
Nor do I. All I'm saying is support your president.
I will.
If he's saying we got to do this, we should just say okay, regardless if he's a Republican, a Democrat.
Well, when the conflict begins.
Yeah.
You know, I think as Americans, we all have to come behind the United States of America. But it's going to be a real nasty feeling in my gut to think that we did this without any kind of mandate from the world community. And in fact,
the world is full of pussies.
Well, no, see, I don't agree.
The world is full of pussies.
I don't agree. I think really, 9/11. After 9/11, everybody
we got a break.
Everybody was on our side. We were the victims, and now I just don't want us to be. The bad guys.
So that,
I don't want
you, to you would rather wait for them to do it to us again.
No, I would not rather. I'm saying months, but I'm saying why, you know, why not wait just a reasonable amount of time? And
well,
just get
12 years isn't reasonable?
No, I think really if you wait just a month or two down the road, you're going to have
consensus.
So you say 30
days. You give them 30 days.
I don't know. They're actually floating a resolution right now, but I mean, it's all, you know, we're talking about, is he an imminent threat? Does he pose an imminent threat to people in the United States?
I believe he...
I don't think Bush has made the case for that.
I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I'm not doing radio shtick with you now. I think Saddam is.
I just know that, you know, what the F is the point of having, you know, world leaders get together and having a United Nations if we're going to go F it? And you know what he's going to say? He said, well, they pose an imminent threat to the United States, so we are justified legally to do that, but there are going to be a lot of people saying what we're doing. And I hate it, man, when you hear the United States and you hear somebody, you know, Kofi Annan talk about, you know, a criminal act.
F him. You know, F all those other countries.
No,
they'd be nowhere without us. I mean that. This is the greatest nation in the world, and these other nations can just lick it. We got a break. I'm sorry. You got your point, and I believe I got mine in.
Thank you, Shayna.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Once again, from the news cubicle, here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Legendary music producer Phil Spector says he has been cleared in the death of a B-movie actress he picked up in a bar. The woman was found shot to death in the foyer of Phil's California mansion. And he was suspect number one. But now he sent emails to his friends saying, "We hate to use the words 'I told you so,' but 'I did tell you so.' After 7 weeks of silence, we can say with certainty this will speak for itself. And boy, does it speak volumes. Air to the world." Sources say Lana Clarkson accidentally shot herself after a night of drinking. Quoting one source, "It was a tragic accident." But police say Phil Spector has not been cleared and that Lana did not kill herself. We'll see. HBO says it will sue James Gandolfini if he doesn't show up for work.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
By March 24.
I'm not showing up for work. I think that they're all, full of crap. Bastards.
This is the network's
Hi, Rob.
This is the network's response to a lawsuit filed against it by the star of The Sopranos.
What?
Both of the lawsuits are negotiating tactics.
All the characters are going to be deaf on this show. They will suffer minor hearing loss.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Huh?
HBO's suit will say he's costing them $100 million by not obeying his contract to show for a fifth season.
Obey? Obey?
Right.
Like I'm some kind of trade animal, trade kind of monkey? I say F them. I really take F them. I'm digging my heels in. I'm not going back to work. I'm Tony Soprano. I am not going back to work. Period.
Quoting HBO, if he doesn't show by March 24th, he's going to owe a huge amount of money.
All things can be negotiated, though.
Quoting Gandolfini's lawyer, we haven't said he's not going to show up.
You know, it's funny. I know we're running way late tonight, but it's funny if you watch him in that awful movie with Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
When you see James Gandolfini talking in his regular voice, I'm a general, or a colonel, or whatever I am.
General, no, you're right.
This is my little statue, my little model that I have over here.
In sports, Texas Tech basketball coach Bob Knight says he will not accept his $250,000 salary this year because he and the team failed to live up to expectations. And finally...
Wow, if that's the case, yeah. I'm just thinking, geez, when do we get O'Reilly's money back?
Finally, the Warner Brothers cartoon character Speedy Gonzalez could have just as easily been called Quickie Gonzalez. The curator of an animation museum says Speedy was based on a Mexican-American animator who would run across the studio lot on his lunch break to meet with a girl from the paint and ink department for a nooner. The curator says one artist got de-pantsed after he used the intercom to broadcast the secretary's quickie. And he says a cartoon gag writer at one studio used to get secretaries to grab his thing by having them reach into his pants pocket, ostensibly for a piece of candy.
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 I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yeah, we're late today. We gotta go. We might be so late the rabbit said. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Yeah, I'm taking mine home.
Yeah.
Someone called for a doctor?
How you doing there, almost perfect hearing like me?
Mo life, mo deep, you know. It's all good.
BM, eaters.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.